Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Sunset Boulevard.
I'm retarded.
Corey Feldman here.
Boom shakalaka! Rejected!
Obama!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim and Them. You are tuned in live on the Jim and Them YouTube channel.
Ooh, is that new?
Oh, that's brand new shit. That's
we're doing
brand
that
new.
Now?
Yeah, summer. That's brand new summer 25 shit, my dude.
Wow,
you know
I feel
how
so
we
modern.
Do. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat. We are live on the Jim and Them YouTube, and of course, twitch.tv/Jim and Them.
I'm glad people showed up since this is the first time we've ever done this.
Shout outs to the realest of the real. What do we got? Awkward Steffo in there. What do we got? Chris Jr.
We got Shane Culkin back in the house sitting on gift subs.
Where?
He's there. He's the last gift sub with
Shane
Culkin.
I didn't even see that. All right. I thought we scared him away.
Where? You were so incredulous.
I thought we scared him away. Who else we got? 2 billion seconds. Derek Kovats. I never say his name.
I always say Kovats in my head.
Yeah, Nancy Spungen. Just a few of the realest of the real.
How long is 2 billion seconds? How long is that?
You tell me.
I guess I'll Google
You tell me, you math whiz.
You know what, guys? I'll get back to you.
Try to fucking put me on the spot. Get out of my face.
I wasn't sure maybe that was the thing people knew.
I don't know. 1,000,500 minutes.
Whoa, am I listening to Rent?
In half seconds, four billion.
It's 63 and a half years.
Ah, that's the average lifespan of a man.
63.
Yep, they die young.
I'm coming.
Used to be old age back in my day.
I used to die when I was unk.
This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show. Thank you so much. What can you say? We sit here. We get together every week. We talk about Corey Feldman. We talk about some other stuff. And you hang out and you enjoy it. Now, we are in the
midst.
We are in the midst.
Ooh.
Big things on the horizon, my dude.
We're
things are happening. Things are rocking and rolling because we are entering Feld Dog Summer. I mean, there was hints of it last week, but it's officially on the cusp.
Jim and them.
Hell yeah, Steffo. Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Feld Dog Summer.
The Feld Dog Summer doesn't start until Steffo says Jim and them 100 times.
We are on the cusp of Feld Dog Summer. And we want to celebrate a few different ways because on June 22nd, unless this motherfucker doesn't deliver.
You think that he might let us down?
There's always a chance. On June 22nd, we're due to some new Corey Feldman music And there's no one more excited than your boys over here.
I really don't think there is. I mean, no way. The only people that could possibly be more excited than us would maybe be a small handful of our listeners.
Yes.
But there's no one outside of those two.
But we have to make a pact. We have to make a pact.
That always goes really well, Jim and them.
Yeah, that you can't listen. You got to wait to listen to the music. It's going to debut on a Sunday.
Oh, man.
Sunday.
Yeah, you got to wait for your boys at Jim and them. You can't listen.
Here's the thing, Jim. You know that I won't listen to it until it's on the show. But you can't stop these. The people in our Discord, sometimes they're we'll be like, hey, we should watch that movie. And then like they'll start watching it in the Discord like during the show.
But then, I mean, our executive producer, E-Rock's telling us we might have to do like a quick check-in or something, like a live stream. But I don't know, man.
No.
We'll have to see because we
just
get new.
Just wait until Friday. It's not that hard.
We have to make a pact. And if you listen ahead of time, then you have to suicide. You have to suicide yourself.
Yeah, okay, yeah, suicide pact.
You have to.
Easiest pact I've ever made. It's never been an easier pact in the world.
What's the like TikTok-friendly version of that? Self?
Unalive.
Unalive yourself. That's what it is. Yes, yeah. If you don't go through it, then you have to unalive yourself. We all have to wait. We have to wait for you boys at Jim and them.
Who's out here like, I can't wait till Friday?
That's exactly what you were just saying. With the people at the Discord, they're like listening to the choreography book. They're watching all his films.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Please. We got years of this we need to do.
Yeah, just wait.
We might have to check in. We'll see. What would the date then be for if it's debuting on the 2-2? I'll check in on the 2-2. It won't be till the 2-7. You know, our favorite.
Don't check in, because then that's the opposite of us telling them not to check in.
But then I'll have to unalive myself?
Yeah.
You're the one that can't
then
wait.
Then it'd be 2020 dead?
Yeah.
It all comes to light. You're the one that can't wait.
I might not be able to wait.
You get cold sweats.
Wait, how did this turn into, like, within 45 seconds, you're like, oh, I can't wait. I'm the one that can't wait.
I'll stream live. I'm outside Corey's house for listening to this.
Yeah, just wait.
But in anticipation, because the song, or at least what he alluded to, the song being called Characters, or it's hashtag Characters, whatever.
Yeah.
So Roxy made this great artwork.
Very good.
Based off of Corey's music artwork. The cast of Characters Celebration. We're all excited for it. I mean, I like, because our cast of Characters, what do we got? We got Adrian Sky.
Oh. Yeah.
We've got
Nepo Baby
Bodyguard. Courtney Feldman.
Corey Feldman again.
What was her maiden name, I wonder? Then we got Corey Feldman, of course, the man of the hour. Then we got Jake Perry. Mm. Then we got Heather Dawn May. And then, of course, we got Zen Feldman.
Friend of the
show. So all of your faves.
I feel like, where's Greg? Where's Pirate Cowboy Bass Player?
Yeah, those are B characters in comparison to everyone on here, though.
Yeah, but remember on Corey's own thing, like the second to the left where we put Courtney was like, the trans of vampires.
Yeah, but we're smarter than him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Eric and some people from the community had some good ideas. So actually, we're going to be running some campaigns leading up because, again, no one's excited like us. Mm-hmm. No one's excited like us in our community. Like, people comment on our videos all the time as a joke, but like also serious of like, you guys are doing this man a favor because I didn't know he did music. I didn't know he's doing this. Now, all of a sudden, I'm aware of like his projects.
Our goal is not to tear him down. It's
we have a countdown to 22nd. Yeah.
He's very easy to make fun of, but we've never like stated a goal of tearing this man down. It just so happens to be that that's what happens a lot.
We're literally his street team. Yeah. Like, we're his...
We really are.
You're like his DJ Academics. The second a Drake song comes out, he has to go live and be like, woo!
Yeah, but you don't see...
listening to his Beatles song, he's like, oh, I'm a character.
But see, but to that point, though, Academics isn't like, all right, Drake's dropping a song tomorrow, but make sure you wait till my stream a week later.
No, I know.
No, Academics is going live. We're DJ Academics.
We got to be more like DJ Academics.
Yeah, we got to be more like Academics.
Why am I convincing you that your idea makes sense?
You're DJ Vlad. You're a fed.
Simply wait Mike's till Friday. It's the easiest thing in the world. Just wait till Friday.
Actually, all the buzz is gone. Everyone's covered it already.
We are the buzz. We will The buzz doesn't exist without us. So whenever we talk about it, that's when the buzz happens.
Everyone will be bored with it. Everyone's covered it.
But yeah, okay. We'll turn to the chat. This is Mike's favorite thing. Hit one if we should wait till Friday in the chat, or hit two if we should check in on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Why do you... Yeah.
Our hey, Jim chat, checks in on
when
the
22nd. Jim get to eat lunch?
One?
You just get to decide for no reason. We're going to ask you.
Well, we always got to turn to the chat. That's what people do now. That you're like, hey, chat, what are we doing?
Yeah. That's what you do to me specifically when I don't want to do something.
But no, we are going to. I'm seeing, we got some ones in the chat. That means people want to wait till Friday.
Yeah,
they should. I'm seeing some twos now.
Because the twos. We'll wait.
I love going into the chat because it's like the applauso meter where it's like, what do we got to say? Whoa! And everyone, on stage would be like, oh my god, the applauso meter!
Is the left side louder or the right side louder?
Waiting till Friday.
But we are going to run some campaign. Oh, a lot of twos, man. Holy shit, look at all the twos.
Wow, who cares?
Oh my god, I didn't even realize because
we're 420 on the followers right now, too, our live viewers.
But the two itself is like two. But then Corey's favorite number is 2-2, and then Haim's favorite number 2-2-2.
Yeah, but what day
three
would
times
Friday
two,
be?
Six.
What Friday be 2-7.
Seven twos? A lot of twos. Sounds like way more appropriate if you ask me.
Seven twos, but, that's like...
In anticipation as we're building up to it, we are going to be running a campaign here. It's Felt Dog Summer. So what we want to do, I mean, people are already great about commenting on the YouTube. If you want to keep that up, but throw a hashtag FeldDogSummer in your comments so we know you're taking part, we're going to have some prizes for you. But we're also going to extend that to Jim and them on IG because I'm going to try to start posting more clips on IG. So we need to get some engagement going. So if you want to just make sure you're following... throw a like and a comment, but put a hashtag FeldDogSummer there. Woo. Now, weirdly enough, because I was E-Rock has been like, I don't know who he's surveying, but he's checking in with the community. People are saying that they want a Jim and them cameo, so we could give you one. We could give one to we'll have winners from each platform. Basically, you could win on YouTube, you can win on Instagram, or you can win on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And if there's anyone that's going to do a great cameo, it's your boys.
Well, yeah, but now, just ask us. We'll probably just do it.
No, stupid. Don't do that. You're devaluing our stuff.
Yeah. No, Jay-Z said, don't just ask us. Know your worth.
We're not going to do it anymore. We're going to do it for a competition. But we also do have the Funko Pop still. That's an option if you don't want the cameo. If you want the Funko Pop, we could send you a Funko Pop, a Corey one. Actually, what else were they saying? Shit.
Two.
I think they were just saying two.
That's
two.
Right. Yeah, a lot of twos. That means people. That means you know that that means.
Yeah, that means we're waiting until Friday, baby.
But yeah, there's a. And also at merch.jimandthem.com, there's a new free Zen shirt. If you buy the free Zen shirt, all the proceeds are gonna go to mental health. We're gonna donate them to charity because. I mean, if someone wants to go online and start yelling about how Zen Feldman has mental health issues and not do anything about it, your boys are going to do something about it.
Yeah, that's smart. We're smart.
But yes, all the proceeds from those shirt sales. Now, we don't print the shirts or like we only get a piece of them. It's handled by TeePublic.
Good evening, cowards.
Hell yeah. It's handled by TeePublic. So anything we get from those shirts will go to charity. But, like, again, if the shirt's $20, we don't get $20. You know what I mean? Like
We get, like, $19.
Yeah, right? No, don't even joke about that because then people are going to be like, Jim
bucks.
And them are like Corey.
I think it's literally, like, $2 or $3.
It's, like, four. It's the weird thing is it's, like, $4 if you get him off TeePublic. But if you buy them off merch.jimandthem.com, it's like $8 to $10.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
So we could be giving, and whatever we get, we'll give it all. We're giving it to the Jed Foundation, which is a nonprofit that protects emotional health and prevents suicide for our nation's teens and young adults, giving them the skills that and support they need to thrive today and tomorrow.
It would have been bad if it wasn't tomorrow. If it was just today, it'd be like, guys, I feel like you're not even like paying attention to your own cause. It should be both today and tomorrow.
So we got things going on because, again, we're excited that we're less than a month away from motherfucking brand new Feldman music. No one else is excited like us.
Or at all.
Well, what's even better? The best thing about this is because, obviously, anytime that Corey drops new music, we always like check it out. But we've never been in this position before where we're like anticipating it. Usually we're like, oh, Corey dropped a new song.
The closest
Let's check
is the
it out.
Joke because it like we kind I technically we knew like knew. Slightly yeah. before, but that's the closest we've ever come.
So it's even better that to build something up over weeks, and then when we finally hear it, it's gonna be like, oh my fucking God.
Well, it's interesting too, because I was thinking earlier, I was like, I wonder, and I mean this, like it's gonna sound like a joke as I say it, but I wonder what like what it sounds like to be let down by a Corey Feldman song. Because that's not as simple as you think it is. Because you're not let down if it's bad. You're also kind of technically not let down if it's somehow miraculously good. It's got to be a very specific, like, bland type of bad to be let down. So it's like, I wonder if there's even a chance that it could be a letdown.
Well, I mean,
I don't even know what it would sound like for it to be a letdown, but I know it's possible, but it's just, it feels so unlikely.
Are you guys sending some large, ridiculous supplies of wormwood?
I mean, I would love to do that, Chad Martin. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. Well, it's weird saying letdown, though, because it's like, we've never been. Like, we've been excited for it, but in a way of like, oh my God, hell
oh, sure.
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. What do you think a letdown, like, is there a chance that this song can let us down?
Well, I don't think it'll be a let, well, I guess it'd be a letdown if it is a cover, because I'm still, there's a suspicion in my mind that it's a cover song. And the only other thing is that, like, it will never be like a letdown, because it's always just going to be the worst, unless...
But what if it's just the bland? What if it's so bland that it's not bad and it's not funny and it's not good, but it's like I know we can make things funny, but I'm saying I want, like, can you picture what it was like? What could a song sound like coming from him that would actually wind up being a letdown?
That's a good question. Sure. Well, it's weird because it's like they haven't been letdowns though, but we've had when we've watched, some of his older stuff where we're like, oh, this at least sounds like a song.
Yeah.
That's almost on the cusp of being like a quote, like let down. So I guess if it's kind of good, we'll be like, oh, what the holy shit.
See, because if it's good, that's like exciting in its own way. If it's bad, there's so many ways that could be great. But yeah, I think that might be the window, is if it's like kind of good. Is that what the letdown is?
Yeah.
Is it a letdown if it's kind of good?
But then again, I think we'll still be excited because with like something in your eyes, we all like something in your eyes. We can all agree
How's
on that.
Go again? Hum a few bars.
That's the one that's like, that's Boof My Nards. Boof My Nards. Boof My Fucking Nards. The one he did at the Kids' Choice Awards. People want to see the Free Zen shirt. Here's the Free Zen shirt. It's in the style of our Free Louis C.K. shirt.
Yeah, it's for him from our video.
It's a letdown if it's good. Yay, yeah. Right.
No, see, I don't think it is a letdown if it's good. If it's good, it's insane. It's like...
Oh, that's Shane Culkin. Thank you.
It's crazy if it's good. Like, I think if it's like kind of good, that's like... remember last week... that video we watched of him playing music, that was almost a letdown, but then Living in a Fishbowl, he said those lines, and then all of a sudden we're like, yeah, oh shit, yeah, not redeemed it. That was almost a letdown,
but
right?
I guess, you know what? It wouldn't be a letdown, but I would be so surprised. You're right. Like, going back to Living in a Fishbowl, where if it sounds like a song...
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what Shane Culkin just said. It's a letdown if it's good. Yeah, right. But the other side of that, though, would be we'd be like, so, oh my God, he fucking did it.
That's why I'm saying that a good song isn't a letdown, because yes. it would be transcendent, because we'd be going from the biggest haters in the world to like going, well, we actually like, you know how I unapologetically, I'd say all of us unapologetically like Evil Ascension Millennium.
Oh, yes.
There's not. Yeah, it's not ironic. It's not ironic. There's not a. I mean, maybe it started ironically, and maybe there's a tinge there, but not really. It's not ironic anymore. What if you release a song that was just good? that was just good. That's exciting. That's not a letdown. There's no way that's a letdown.
Yeah, we would just be psyched.
Yeah, if we were the world's biggest haters and we wanted him to fail, then it would be a bummer if it's good, because then that makes us look stupid.
Well, but
we don't want him to make bad music.
When we first heard Deceptive Deborah, were we kind of like, eh, this isn't that terrible? But then again, it was like, it's pretty bad. I'm trying to remember the songs.
You know what? I don't have any.
Along, like, wow, this is good.
You know what I have no memories of? The first time I heard Deceptive Deborah.
I vaguely remember. I'm trying to remember the songs we've like listened for the first time on the show.
I think Nud Duddy Up Jamaica, You Almost Flipped the Car.
There was there was Deceptive Deborah we like first heard on the show. There was what was the other one I was just thinking of? Oh, Feeling Funky. But I remember that was like, it's just like a cacophony, like all of his other ones. Yeah, of course, The Joke.
Comeback King.
Comeback King. Actually, you know what? That might have been the closest we've ever come to like a true, like, right on the cutting edge of a brand new Corey song that we're listening to as it's brand new.
You know, would it be a letdown if it was too much of a Corey song? If he was like, it felt phoned in for him? Because
I think that's maybe the best possible scenario.
But that's how I remember Comeback King being, because he's just doing like, like he's not even really singing.
I want that.
What do you mean?
But you know what? I forgot about the thing that saved that, though, is
There's always a part of his song.
But that's okay. But that's what I mean. Like, if it somehow had, if it only had his like raspy Michael Jackson, like dumba dumba dumo, is it gonna know it? If it only had that through the whole song,
awfully generous to describe that.
That would be
raspy Michael Jackson.
But I'm just saying that would be a letdown if he has no like. Flourishes, if you will.
No,
of
but
like,
it's impossible. I think it is impossible for him to not have the fastball switch up, you know, where it's just out of nowhere, it just fucking completely changes and you didn't see it coming.
Switch up.
Yeah. I think that
the goofball trying to go wacko mode.
Because there's like, I don't know if there's any. Are there any songs you can think of off the top of your head that don't have a weird switch up? Even as old, like even some of the Truth Movement stuff had the switch
up. Maybe it's all so simple. But I guess we've only heard that live. It just becomes boring because it feels like it goes on forever.
Yeah.
Real quick, Shane Mullen, much love from South Australia. Juke my dick. Hell yeah, brother. Thank you for the super chat,
Thank
man.
You so much. Hey, be a friend of the Abbos.
Whoa. I don't think you'd say that.
Oh, can you not? I thought that's what they said.
I think it's a slur.
Oh, you know what? Actually, this is a super quick aside. Have you heard that people are like, there's this new movement that's like, Jar Jar Binks is problematic. The way he talks, that's problematic.
I mean, that was a thing. I remember that being a thing when it came out, though.
Oh, really? I don't remember ever
hearing
that.
It wasn't, like, huge, but... Because I remember, like, just being as a kid, like, thinking it was lame, but I didn't get why people thought it was, like, like a racist thing or something.
I've never heard that, and recently I've been seeing a lot of it pop up, or people are, like, describing it as, like, jive talk, and that it's a problematic accent, and I'm like... I know he's stupid, but I had never once thought about that as a problematic accent.
Yeah, because I guess it's like, because a Misa Gunna this or whatever? That type of shit.
Nudadiabganga?
The Planet Core. How about that? Is that problematic? Is it problematic to say the Planet Core and then go...
Yeah, they're all Jamaican.
The Planet
Jamaican me Gunga.
Jamaican me bomba.
Jamaican me jizz.
But yeah, okay. So yeah, we had a few options. We're still kind of working out prizes, but yeah, we'll do a kick-ass cameo from kick-ass dudes like us.
Really quick, when you say cameo, are we making a cameo account?
No, we're just
going to
make a video for you.
Oh, that's what I
was confused
about earlier. I don't want to make a cameo.
Oh, no. We're not making a cameo account. No, we'll make
never say never.
Yeah. We'll make a video for you, like whatever that entails. Like,
that's awesome.
If you want us to talk about how gay we are and how retarded we are, then
just listen to the show every week.
If you want us to call your boss a retard and gay, then...
and if for some reason you want us to not say someone's gay, we'll do that too.
We might put this Corey Feldman Funko Pop up for grabs that's signed by
us. Someone won it and then never claimed it.
Yeah.
So we've had it for a minute.
And there'll be a few options. And again, I think I'll pick one from each... Like, there'll be pick someone from YouTube, pick someone from IG or TikTok. So, yeah, it's Jim and Them on Instagram, Jim and Them on TikTok. We're going to start posting some more shorts and stuff. So if you comment, just make sure you put the hashtag in there, hashtag FeldDougSummer, so I know that you're aware of what's happening and you're participating in FeldDougSummer, because we're all getting excited for this brand new Corey music. Now, I guess one way that we could be let down again, I think it's because we're a month away and we're like, oh my God, new music. So
yep, that's what we're like.
That's
that's us. That's us.
Yeah,
there we nailed
Corey
it.
Island, we're on Zug Island, waiting for the new Corey.
Yeah,
not since we were waiting for Zug Island to drop.
Yeah. So well, kind of similar to like when we watched. Not that we built it up really, but like we kept hearing about the birthday.
Yeah.
And then we watched it for Patreon. We're like, oh my God,
this sucks.
This is so bad. Not that that was a letdown, but
you know
it was definitely
was close,
like,
though, because parts of that movie were boring in a way that weren't fun to make jokes about. Some stuff were, but like not the whole thing.
Let me see. What else? What are people saying?
People are saying they want to buy the free Zen shirt because they want to make sure that money gets donated to a nonprofit that helps mental illness.
And again, yeah, we are trying to use our powers for good again. So yeah, we will donate any proceeds from this free Zen shirt. Now, initially, what we were going to do, and I mean, if people want this, I will put it up. We were going to just do, you know, remember his horrible Kids 2 shirt?
Yeah.
We were going to do a remake of that, but have it hashtag free Zen. But then we were like, but people aren't going to want this shirt.
That's the thing. So that's something that people accidentally do all the time.
Yeah.
No one, like, that's Sharknado. That's making something bad on purpose.
Yes.
But then it's also like, well, yeah, but that just sucks. Like, why don't you make something like, that's good instead, or let someone else make something bad on accident that's fun to watch, but don't ever make something bad on purpose because then it sucks and you're like, hey, buy this shirt, it sucks.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the shirt if people aren't aware of what we're talking about.
They hacked us in real time, though. I think we're frozen.
I get the idea. Like, I get the idea of, like, making a parody of that shirt, but that's a bad shirt, so we shouldn't do that.
Let me see. Did they hack us in real time? Let me take a look real quick.
It's just like, I don't know what. It was frozen on my end.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at it now, too.
Yeah, I appreciate the intent behind the hashtag Kids 2 shirt, but you don't want to be like, hey, spend money on this piece of crap. It sucks, and you're going to hate it.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
Damn, they fuck our viewers up.
I don't, well, yeah, I mean, I thought maybe, like, I was like, how could we have gotten taken down? But I don't see that. So what the hell happened?
Maybe it's just the internet.
I don't think so, because my internet's still connected.
Let me try to pull up our stream on my phone, on my cellular telephone.
Yeah, let's someone, see what maybe happens. Someone DDoSed us.
DDoSed us? We got DDoSed? Let's see if we got DDoSed.
Da-dee-da-dee-da. Das.
Yeah, it doesn't say we're live.
Yeah, no. It shows that the live ended, so that's stupid. I don't know why it would do that. One second.
That's very weird. This is how Corey felt. Remember when he was talking about us on IG and then his IG stopped working? He's like, huh, pretty weird. I said their name and then suddenly it stopped working. But now I know how he felt.
Hold on, because maybe it's fucking Streamlabs, because I'm going through Streamlabs. Let me not go through Streamlabs.
Corey's got Streamlabs in his pocket.
One second.
Can't believe it. I can't believe Corey convinced them. Streamlabs. A bastion of free market humor.
I call them Scheme Labs.
Yeah, they are Scheme Labs.
I call them Politrix. So he's trying to get one over on you.
As opposed to
these politicians.
Oh, okay. Like politicians.
It's a famous Pitbull tweet. He's like, I call him Politrix.
Really?
Yeah.
Pitbull. Come on, man. You're better. Come on, Mr. Worldwide. You're better than that. Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, he just wants you to party. Green light. Red light.
I like
the WrestleMania theme song we had that one.
Yeah, no, I like his WrestleMania theme song. I just don't like.
Yeah, you're a big fan of.
Just don't like Politrix.
We were like, green light.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, shit.
I forget how it even
goes. The Hardys. You know what I like about our Freeze In shirt? It's not black. Because I feel like everybody just makes like, here's a black shirt with white print on it. It's like, that's fucking boring. I mean, I guess, on TeePublic, but no one's going to TeePublic. They're all going to merch.jimandthem.com.
Yeah, go to merch.jimandthem.com.
So I'm a big fan of merch that's not just just on a black shirt. I'm a big fan of
that.
I'm
a big black shirt fan.
I like...
Make it black.
I like comfort color shirts. That's one thing I like. But then I like when they're not. I mean, even comfort color makes good black shirts, but I prefer when shirts aren't black.
I
have some black shirts, but I feel like everyone's merch is just like, yeah, here's a black shirt.
Nice heavyweight.
Yeah.
Nice heavyweight.
Track. I've been saying that forever. Even back, remember when everyone's like, oh, I want a tri-blend? And I was like, nah, give me a heavy.
The tri-blends do get weird.
I like a heavy shirt. I feel like it holds up better, and I feel like it feels better after you wash it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a guy who cuts sleeves off, it gets that nice inward roll to it, which gives it a nice like taper. It's
for our sleeveless aficionado. Yeah,
for all the people chopping sleeves off, you know what I'm talking about.
Chopping those sleeves.
It is interesting because I do chop the sleeves off of everything I own, so I do kind of like have a technique, and I like. There are like things I do specifically, and I've had people ask me to cut the sleeves off their shirts. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you should ask me. I know what I'm doing.
You like come all over the shirt.
Yeah, and I'm like, they never get their shirt back. Shouldn't have asked me.
Another one for my Hall of Fame. You just stick a shirt to your wall.
Just a cum wall. That's my cum wall. Ah, man, I've been in your room. I knew you had a cum wall. Why did I ask?
Yeah, it's like I used to smear boogers on my wall. Smear cum on my wall.
Cum wall?
Yeah, cum in my hand and then I splatter it all over the wall.
Goodness gracious.
Or if I have popcorn ceilings, I do a tomahawk dunk. Popcorn. Cut my hand up.
I mean, is there a cooler dunk than the tomahawk dunk?
Yeah,
a bunch of them. Under the leg tomahawk dunk?
Tomahawk's like two hands, though, I think.
Is it? I thought tomahawk's the one where you like behind went like...
It's like a windmill.
Oh, then windmill. Is there a cooler dunk than windmill? Mm-hmm. Yeah, windmill's the best. Windmill's the one that I was picturing when you said tomahawk. Because like windmill's the one that like when I play double dribble and they do the thing where like it's like they posterize as you do a dunk, it was always that. It was the windmill. That was the cool one.
Oh, yeah, double dribble was good.
Dribble. That was my favorite part. It's like
It starts with double dribble.
Dribble. And you're like, that's kind of
beep. It's so funny to name a basketball game off such a dumb foul, like a not an interesting foul.
Yeah, a foul
means you dribbled with two hands.
Yeah, a dribble that no one. I mean, a foul that no one knows about.
Turnover. They named the game Turnover.
Dribble.
Yeah. Good game.
Yeah, I
like playing as yellow.
I played Double Dribble way more than I played NBA Jam, which is funny because NBA Jam is kind of like the one. Everyone thinks of NBA Jam.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than Double Dribble.
Oh, no, it's definitely better.
I also had Double Dribble, so I played a lot of Double
Dribble. Yep, I had, my friend had Double Dribble, and so I played a shitload of Double Dribble. I also liked that...
Double Dribble is what I call my dick in my ass.
Oh, Double Dribble. Your dick is in your own ass. Double Dribble.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa.
That's you eating my ass, actually. You're like,
drop, I'm done. I'm like trying to tell you I'm done.
Tomahawk
ass.
Tomahawk meat salad.
Meat salad.
Meat salad, classic Jim and them sketch, or Jim sketch.
Oh, yeah, that is classic.
I did watch Revenge, an art film, the other day on our YouTube. Very funny.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that sketch was like, I had the kernel of a bad idea that was so awkward and weird that we didn't know how to make it work. So it kind of just like changed on the fly as we were filming it. But it is very funny.
And we,
but not because of the concept I came up with. It changed almost entirely. It is barely what I had pitched. I don't even remember what I pitched, but I remember that it was very different and it's much better than what I had pitched.
Well, that was fucking annoying. I honestly don't know what happened. I think it might have been Streamlabs. I had to turn that off.
But we are back?
Yeah, so we're not on Twitch right now.
Whatever.
I just put it on. Yeah, we're just
on
YouTube.
All three of them, those three guys are just going to have to come over to YouTube. Do we have TTS?
Probably.
Oh.
We're back. That's gay.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the fuck. Like, because it wasn't anything with my internet. I was connected the whole time. It was something with their multi-stream, I think, that fucked everything up, and I had to redo it.
Sorry, not sweet. Sorry, Twitch.
Can't stop the wolf pack, though. People are joining back in droves.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, smash that like. Fucking give us your bank account number. Please give us your bank account. Get Shane Culkin back in the chat, please.
Mail me some cash, please.
I'm the Swami. I've seen Shane Culkin. Who is back in the chat?
Bring me the head of Shane Culkin.
I demand Shane Culkin's reparations.
Obama.
TTS test.
Ah, thank you, Jukane. Also, thank you, E-Rock.
Thanks, Jukane. Also, E-Rock, thanks.
It has to be over. Should I lower it again? I think right now it has to be over $3 for it to play.
What was it
before? Because it used to just be anything would play. So people were sending like 50 cents, whatever the fuck.
No.
So E-Rock sent a $2 for a test, but it didn't come through.
Not for greed purposes, but for frequency of being read purposes.
That's really,
I think it should be around like maybe even a little more.
That's really the only reason why I changed it. Just because sometimes we're in the middle. Like, again, we appreciate it all, but... sometimes it gets a little like even listeners are like, all right, settle down. You know what I mean?
What's and by going sometimes, on? You mean all the time.
Yeah. Please tell me Shane Culkin's back in the chat. Did we lose Shane?
No.
Hello. Hello. Emergency. Oh, my God. The humanity.
Jim.
Oh, my God.
I'm out on the street with people. Basically, what I'm hearing a whole lot of is that perhaps Shane Culkin's gone. They're worried, but they want an official ruling, Jim. So
yes.
I'm going to keep talking to people out here on the street. Back to you in the studio, Jim.
Yeah, I'm still looking in the chat. I'm seeing Supervillain. I'm seeing Derek Coatvase. I'm seeing Grave Dank. I'm not seeing Shane Culkin anywhere.
Jim, we do have
Chad Martin. If people are wondering, Chad Martin is in the chat.
Jim, I'm hearing from the streets that we've got Jeff up in the sky in Jim and them one.
I'm checking in. I'm seeing the real Jimmy Bones in the chat. The real Jimmy Bones has checked in. No sign of Shane Culkin. Jay Culkin. Maybe we get a Kieran sighting.
We do have Chance Corbett. Chance Corbett is in the chat. Shane Culkin. Shane Culkin is in the chat. Oh, my God, Mike. You know what that means. Shane Culkin's in the chat. Shane Culkin's in the chat. Shane Culkin's in the chat. Shane Culkin's in the chat with Chet Martin and Jake Perry. Hopefully he got rid of Spa. That guy fucking sucks. He fucking sucks. Stupid piece of shit, Spa.
Shane Culkin, more like Shane Culkin Jennings.
Oh, yes.
That's a very good joke. Very good joke.
Shane Culkin in the chat. Shane Culkin in the chat.
Right now, y'all.
Shane Culkin's in the chat.
You know what? I had someone message me on Instagram. They're like, was that really Macaulay Culkin's brother? And I'm like, yeah, we think it is.
Yeah, it's him. He's in the flesh. Like, wow. He sent out a gift sub earlier.
It was just funny to have someone message me and ask.
And he's back. One of our favorite Culkins.
But yeah, someone's trying to hack Feldog Summer, and it just fucking started.
Wait, hashtag Feldog Summer is hashtag under attack?
Yeah, you nailed it, Mike. Hashtag Feldog Summer is just on the cusp of being launched, and we're getting hacked in real time. It must be some dark money going on behind the scenes. Trying to really suspicious and really weird that Spa is back in the chat as well.
Yeah, maybe some
Spa. Ugh, crap.
Some bark money because it's fucking Feld Dogs behind this.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's some rough money. Bark money.
All right. So yeah, we can now that the stream so far is back, so far. I don't want to speak too soon. Knock on wood.
Hashtag everyone.
Oh, shit. No, did it drop again? Hold on. I think it dropped again.
Wait, really?
No, yeah. No, something's going on. Let me check my fucking... Hold on. Something weird's popping. They're trying to hack us in real time.
That's
some
of the best vamping we've ever done, too. Good thing it doesn't go away. Everyone's going to hear this later. You know what, all you podcast listeners? This is for you.
Yeah, this is for you.
This is for you. There's people out there that are live. This isn't for them. This is for you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, people are saying buffering. No, I'm seeing it in my... we're back, but yeah, I am seeing weird in my... I'm doing a speed test, although I got, what, fucking...
Megabit.
2 gigs down, 2 gigs up, so...
Are we being throttled?
Like, I got fiber, bruh.
Are we being throttled outside of the internet?
No, something's happening with drop frames. Fuck. What is that?
OPS or whatever?
Yeah, but OBS is not showing like that it's using a lot of CPU. It's something I think specifically... Fuck. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's bad because I know next to nothing about any of this. So I have very little that I can contribute to fixing this problem.
Excuse me.
The only thing I can add is a constant stream of talking while Jim tries to figure it out. That is all I can provide. That is the one and only thing that I'm capable of providing.
Okay, go ahead.
I will, and I'll never stop. A lot of people ask me, they're like, Mike, how do you do it? And
giving a report on a book report that you didn't finish?
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, how
do you? The report's on the report.
They're like, how do you do it, Mike? And I'm about to answer them, and then they go, Mike, I wasn't done. And I go, oh, I'm sorry, can't continue. And they go, how do you do it? How do you do what you do so well? And I go, and then I like kind of look at them like eyebrows raised, like, am I allowed to answer now? And they go, yes, now I'm done asking. And I go to answer them, but then out of nowhere, a car comes fucking flying around the corner and almost hits me, and I have to dive out of the way to avoid getting hit by the car, and I don't even get a chance to answer that person.
Mm.
That person's gone by the time I get back up. I don't remember how they, what they looked like. I know they were wearing a hat. I don't remember the color of that. So I'm looking in the crowd. I'm trying to pick them out. I can't. I don't know why they'd leave, but it's the situation. That's just kind of how the situation played out.
You know, I vamp.
How? how do you vamp?
My teeth. Suck the blood out.
Like Dracula?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I'd vamp. Morbius in the animated series, he had fucking like suckers for plasma in his
hand. Yeah, he had like, yeah. You know why they did that?
Blood, yeah.
Well, because they also, there's that rule from the show where Spider-Man can't punch or kick people.
That thing? I don't remember. He was just hitting them with webs.
Dude, go back and watch that show. Dude, Spider-Man never punches or kicks anyone. It's crazy to think that Spider-Man...
He punched the spot.
No, he's constantly doing web stuff. Like, and then he'll swing into people, but he'll never actually kick them. So you also weren't allowed to bite. And whenever there was a gun, it had to be a laser gun, and it couldn't get fired at someone. So you'll know. So they were
shooting like his webs.
They were always being fired at the webs, or like at vehicles, or at buildings, and stuff like that. So there are like all these weird like stipulations they had to follow. That I guess as a kid, and sometimes even as an adult rewatching it, I probably wouldn't have noticed if I was never told.
Yeah, it was about the story. It was about Aunt May's thick ass.
You know what I liked as a kid was when Spider-Man visited all the different dimensions, and one of them was just a guy who plays Spider-Man on a TV show who doesn't have any powers, just like getting carried around by armored Spider-Man. And he's like the last Spider-Man that goes home, and he's talking to Spider-Man. He's like, hey man, in my universe you're just a character, but like people still believe in you and love you, and that's how important you are, even though in your world it's like your life and stuff. To us you're like an important character and stuff. And I even as a kid, I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. That means a lot.
I liked the one with Venom. Venom, Venom, Venom.
You liked the one with Venom?
Yeah. Two-parter.
Did you like Black Spider-Man suit when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Because I feel like all my friends loved Black Spider-Man suit, and I always just thought it was fine.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like white, as opposed to red and blue, I like black and red Spider-Man suit. That's my favorite.
I had an action figure that was black and red Spider-Man.
Me too. It's a good one.
What's that even from?
Just like certain runs of the... I think it was more like... It was like color thing. It wasn't like it was supposed... Like the blue was... It was supposed to be blue.
Yeah, but half the time it's black.
Yeah.
That's how they shade
I also liked that action figure, because I had a Green Goblin who came with a Goblin glider. I liked that version of my Spider-Man could fit his feet inside the Goblin glider like things that, like, because the Goblin's feet were a specific size, so they'd fit in. So I would have Spider-Man steal it from the Goblin and then put his feet in, then he'd fly around in his with the Goblin glider.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I'd just be like running around my house with the Goblin glider and Spider-Man, and my mom was like, don't you like that he has like webs and he can swing around? And then I'd kind of go, oh yeah, I guess that is cooler than flying around in a Goblin glider if you're Spider-Man.
Goblin glider's pretty cool. You had the big purple Hobgoblin glider.
Ooh, I had a cape.
Uh-huh.
A kite as a kid that was the Goblin glider, but the thing hanging off the back was a web with a Spider-Man attached. Like he had like shot his web and was like being dragged along with the Goblin Glider on the back.
Huh.
Because, you know, that's like classic Spider-Man. It's like the Goblin's trying to escape, and he shoots his web and attaches it to the glider, and then the Green Goblin notices and tries to lose him.
Yeah, that's like 90% of his Goblin stuff.
Yeah, that had a kite.
That and letting them kill themselves.
Yeah, had a kite that was that.
Whoopsie old whoopsie doodle, kill yourself.
There's like a cardboard Goblin you were supposed to put on the top, but it always just got blown off immediately. Mm-hmm. And it kind of didn't. Plus, you couldn't see the top of the kite anyway. Because Utah was windy. Utah was a good city for kites. I had a lot of kites as a kid now that I'm thinking about it. I had like a handful of kites.
I was too busy playing PlayStation.
This is before the PlayStation. This is when this is Super Nintendo era, which I was also playing lots of Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. Don't get me wrong, but man, sometimes you had to go outside and fly a kite or jump on your trampoline. Dude,
I didn't have a trampoline.
I had a buried trampoline, so it was like even with the ground. It was fucking awesome.
Jim had that.
Jim Scampoli?
Yeah.
You had a buried trampoline, Jim?
No, I remember at the old studio in the backyard.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I ever saw that.
Were you in the Halloween dance?
I was. There was a buried tramp back there?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
You see me bounce on it, I think.
In the wide shot where we're singing, and at the end, Jeff jumps off screen for a second, bounces back in.
Oh, shit. I don't know how I didn't notice that. I love doing flips on trampolines. I'm surprised I wasn't like, hey, can I do some flips?
Jim was probably like, no.
Man, maybe Jim didn't
it's
let
not
me.
For tricks.
Nah, Jim would have let me. Jim would have loved if I did some flips. It's one of Jim's favorite things is when people are doing flips.
Would have popcorned your ass into Henderson.
What's that mean?
You know, you like bounce someone really high by like hitting it right as they hit it.
Oh, I was just called bouncing someone. Or double jumping. Sometimes it's called double jumping. Double bouncing.
Double dragon.
Have you seen the videos of the guys that will like double bounce someone like 50 feet in the air on like those crazy like Cirque du Soleil trampolines? Those are nuts.
Indian guys?
No, like Cirque du Soleil guys.
I like watching Indian guys try to do flips and stuff, and they always like land on their back.
Yeah, you're on Indian social media in a way that I'm surprised is as accessible to you as it is.
I like Indian social media. I like the guy that makes a filter that makes his legs really long.
Yeah, you've shown me those where it's just like a really fake tall guy.
Yeah, and he's just like standing next to a motorcycle. The wheel's 3 feet tall. It's like, whoa, his legs are so long.
The only thing I know about Indian social media is they love doing the video of like a girl being mistreated by a guy and then another guy comes up and rescues her. I feel like that's like a lot of their videos, right? Yeah.
Or she leaves him for another guy because the other guy has like cooler Indian hair.
Oh, is that a thing? I don't think
anyone
where
the
they
guy
get rescued.
Comes back and then she wants him because he does like a front flip.
Oh shit! Maybe I should be on Indian. Remember when Somali? Was it Somali?
Oh, yeah, when I was on their meme group.
Yeah, you're in the meme group, and then
it was too much.
Yeah, they loved you.
Hello, Jeff.
They're always saying hello, Jeff.
Yeah, asking me about my day. Get out of here.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll see if this works. Okay. And then, then I don't really know from here because it's not my connection.
We might just have to turn everybody might just be a podcast listener this week.
Yeah, I might have to. I might just have to upload it after the fact. Since it dropped again, I rebooted everything not the computer, but like I rebooted the router and everything for good measure just in case. That's a thing. That's a thing that happens.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
That's what happens when dark money is involved.
Hey, pretty lady. Where's our stream?
Stream's back.
What if the B-52s guy was like, I think that the stream is back.
Big treat for the podcast heads.
Podcast heads are fucking eating good,
dude.
Oh,
they're like, oh, I want a vamp sandwich. It's like, well, how about two?
They're eating good, my man. I think I know the culprit, too. Like,
Rispo.
Talking about being hacked in real time.
It was Rispo.
I think it was Rispo and his friend CF. His friend CF, Corey Feldman.
What?
Because, I mean, if real quick, hold on. On Corey's Twitter.
I'm not supposed to see anything, correct? Now that we can't do things.
No, I'll have it come
up. Okay, I wasn't sure.
Let me pull
how that worked. Because I'm just seeing this rock formation, and it always reminds me of fried chicken.
Yeah, let me pull it up for you. Make sure you can.
Looking fucking tasty.
Two in the chat if that's problematic.
What?
If that looks like fried chicken.
Why would that be problematic?
You can't just be saying stuff like that.
Saying that something reminds me of fried chicken?
Yeah, Jim, am I crazy?
Well, who is he talking about? Corey?
No, I'm saying, no, I saw some rocks.
You think Islanders eat fried chicken?
Hmm?
Because it looks like they're island.
Nah, just the rocks in the water look like fried chicken.
I don't know. I think now it's becoming problematic. I don't know if it initially was.
Mm-hmm. So Jeff made it problematic.
Yeah, I think he might have made it problematic.
Well, it's his optics. I can't help it.
Yeah, but I think you put the hyper focus on them's optics.
I saw the optics. I started them's optics from the island. Started dog whistling, doing fried chicken voice.
I think I know the culprit. I think I know what happened here.
Sure.
Because, you know, as we were just talking about Feld Dog Summer, the cast of characters.
Yeah.
Going back to this post here from last week with the happy tutu day. Let's read through this one more time. I have another major surprise announcement. In exactly 1 month, we'll be releasing my first new single in over a year. It's the most exciting work I've done as a solo artist. Stretching the limits of creativity, my tribute to the Beatles. Hashtag characters, hashtag coming soon, 622. And someone, actually henchman underscore 21, what a great name.
Ooh, one less than 22.
Two ton 21. When will you be on Jim and Them for your 15-minute interview? And then what he said.
He responded?
Yes.
Weird.
When they pay me 10K per minute.
Oh.
So now I'm realizing
road to 150K.
That's what's going on. We have to be pay- I think not even just the interview. I think he's trying to make it so we have to pay 10K a minute just to stream.
So every episode is the stream-a-thon, but like a crazier version?
But every episode we have to be paying 10K a minute, according to the Feld Dog. He's sick. What would his... He'd be the dog pack then? Are we the wolf pack? He's the dog pack?
Yeah, the dog pound.
He'd be, yeah, probably
the dog pound. Yeah. And he has a song with Snoop Dogg, because Snoop Dogg has a group called the Dog Pound.
There you go, yeah.
I mean, with Snoop Dogg is probably...
I mean,
he remade a song that originally Snoop Dogg was on somehow.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, Mike, it is pretty funny that why did he even respond to this,
great. That's an odd thing to respond to, but... I love the answer.
Yeah.
it's a great answer.
When they pay me 10K per minute.
Obama.
Oma Drummers got your back, boys. Love you guys.
Hell yeah. Oma Drummers.
Thanks, Oma Drummers.
Thank you, Life with Gigi.
I love Oma Drummers.
Oh, there is like an old lady that plays like Slipknot.
That's right.
On the drums.
Okay, yeah, no, Grandma Drummer. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, we remember you now. If you maybe had a typo or something.
Wait,
there.
Grandma Drummer?
Yeah, remember Grandma Drummer? She's like, I'm going to start learning the drums. This is like a few months ago, too.
Yeah.
She must be fucking killing it these days, though.
Actually, you know what? I do sort of remember that. Because I remember being stoked. And that's all coming back to me.
Well, Oma is one of those goofy, like, Nona,
that's right.
Whatever.
Nona.
BB. YN.
Pip Pap. That's what I call my grandpa, Pip Pap.
Unk on the drums.
But yeah, when they pay me 10K per minute. Now, he also put some other this week on Twitter as well about his other like requirements to be on a show. Because Third World Assassin, is this the same guy we actually watched last week?
The card game guy?
The one that's like, no, that he was like, let me make some music with you or whatever.
Oh, that name doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, maybe. What, biology? Okay, no, this is someone else. But yeah, he was like, we're going live in a few minutes if you want to come talk about any subject. I only have about 6,000 followers on YouTube, but it's better than nothing. If you're busy, it's all good. There shall be a time in the future. And he said, maybe one day. I get offered shows every day. If I did them all, I'd never have time. My minimum viewer rule is 500,000. Gotta have at least 500,000 followers or subs or viewers. What? Prayer emoji.
That's not true.
It's absolutely not true.
He's on these fucking fly-by-night joke shows all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, we've seen him on, what, it was like the 80s dude Instagram. Yeah. It was, other ones?
Chucklehead.
Yeah.
I think he was on the Chucklehead show.
Mm. Yeah, but it's, I feel like this is kind of an extension of him saying like, oh, we have to pay him 10K a month, whatever the fuck. But then
this is a weird thing to respond to when we've we've always been curious why, like, what he actually does, like, what his actual rule is.
Yeah.
Because he'll show up on, like, stuff that it makes sense. So the fucking Steve-O podcast and the Hey Dude podcast. Yes. Or, like, people, like, but then sometimes, yeah, it's like some guy, just some fucking nobody guy show. And we've always wondered what his logic is. And this seems to imply that he has a logic, but it doesn't follow his actual reality.
Well, because there's even a show that apparently is trying to raise, they're trying to do a GoFundMe to raise $3,500 to have him on.
Okay.
And it's like, dudes, don't fucking do that. Don't pay him. I didn't watch their video, but someone posted this in the Piscord. The Gen X Are We Adults Yet channel.
Hey, Gen X fam, we've got a shot at something amazing. Corey Feldman, yes, The Goonies, Stand By Me, Lost Boys, License to Drive is down to come on Gen X Are We Adult Yet, this podcast. But here's the deal, guys. We're not a big Hollywood podcast with a big studio budget. We're not. We're two 80s kids trying to keep the spirit of our generation alive, one episode at a time. And to make this happen, we need to raise $3,500. I swear to God, $3,500 to Corey to cover Corey's appearance fee. Right? $3,500.
That's accidentally telling on yourself pretty hard.
It's insane, dude. I can't even imagine considering that. And also, no. I'm pretty sure when Eric was trying to do it, like, it as a goof, it was less than that. So yeah. Haggle this motherfucker down. Please, Gen X, Are We Adults Yet? Do not give this man $3,500 of you or your listeners' money.
Also, Gen X, Are We Adults Yet podcast, I have a tiny bit of advice. When you're reading copy, don't stare at the screen and say it like you're reading. You want it to come out organically. You want it to be like, so what you do is you read it to yourself a couple times and then say what you remember and it will come out more organically and you'll get all the information there because it's in your brain, but it will come out in your voice instead of reading it in front of you and staring at a laptop screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Little bit of advice from us.
From good
Jim
old
and
Mike
them.
Steele.
Getting catty with you. Are you starting radio war with this?
What?
This? Are we adults yet?
You didn't
Are
say
we
that adults when Jim did this.
No.
Hold on. Actually, trying to see. I forgot that. Do we have to change over to Teams? Is our Skype not?
Well, Teams sucks, by the way.
Yeah, it does suck.
I had to do a fucking job interview in Teams the other day, and it was a real pain in the ass.
But anyways, I want to see what else they're saying.
American U.S.
dollars.
He's
a busy man. We got to buy his time.
Nah.
If his movie shaped your childhood, if his story matters to you, or if you just want to hear us chop it up with a Gen X icon like legit Corey Feldman, you guys, head to our GoFundMe. There's a link in the description. Head to our GoFundMe. Pitch in whatever you can. Now, look, we need 100 people to put in $35. We need 35 people to put in 100.
Now, on one hand, I get it. They're trying to, like, rally. They're sure. trying to get, like, their listener base to do something.
We're
again,
the kings
I mean,
of rally.
Yeah, we're rallying behind Feldog Summer right now. Hashtag Feldog Summer.
The rally kings, if you
Yeah,
will.
We boot and rally.
But, like, nah, man, I'm bummed at the idea of them even giving him any money. Mm. And we've also seen when he goes on these shows, it doesn't make a difference.
And often you don't know what version of him you're even going to get.
Yes.
And what if they get like the, like, so if they get like Trump impression, Corey,
like, oh, hell yeah.
If they get sunglasses Creep off, of the Corey, crop. Good for them. They struck gold. But what if they get like condescending answer, Corey? What if they get checking my texts while I half answer your question, Corey?
Yeah. No, and that's probably what you're going to get. And then he's just going to be lining him in Courtney's pockets. With your hard-earned money and your listeners' money.
Courtney?
Well, because someone in the chat's like, all the money's just going to go to Courtney, like, because he has to pay her, what,
Hell
2K?
Yeah, that's true.
2K
he has
a month.
To pay her, like, $3,500.
Yeah, now I do want them to pay him for the interview.
$100. Here's the deal. If you donate over $100, we'll shout your name out on the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Here's another.
Shout-outs BCC in the chat. Shout-outs Cocoa Butter in the chat.
I got some more
Not
advice for you.
Not to be a dick, but like,
if you're going to say $100, what you offer them should be valuable.
Yes,
it should be something that's valuable in any way.
Yeah. And it's weird. I mean, I don't want to like pick on these guys or anything
no.
like
I'm
that.
I'm giving actual. Maybe I did it in a slightly snarky way this time, not the first time. The first time was real advice. This is also technically real advice.
I get what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to get some attention for their show, but like,
fucking, this is not going to help, dude. He's, yeah, number one, he's either going to be bad. Number two, people are not going to click on it. He wants to talk about us when he was like calling us out. We have pathetic 5,000 followers or subscribers or whatever in his rant against us. Now he's saying he needs to go on a show that has 500,000 subscribers or around $3,500, whichever, yeah, one. Either one might work.
You know what would be great, though, is if he did do the show, because then we could talk about it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Well, that's all, hey, got my fingers crossed for you boys. I'm rooting for you.
I mean, I think they've already raised $500 to their credit, so good for them.
Did 10 people donate $50 or did 50 people donate $10?
Let's see. I mean, a few people have donated $100.
Whoa. Then that means I get to shout them out. Chris Andea.
Matthew Shockey. What it do, dude? Oh, shit. He only donated, yeah, 50.
Wait, close this because the hundreds are on the right when you close this.
Okay.
Chris Andea. Jason Andea. Wait a second. Is that just the guys? Is that the guys?
Could be.
Man. I hope that's not the guys.
I'm saying take this money. Put it into something much better for your show. Yeah,
buy a meme coin.
Don't
hope it, yeah, works.
You know, buy a fucking box set or something. You know what
Hawk
I mean?
Hawk Tua coin's low right now, I think.
Oh, get some Hawk Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, I was right. It says Jason Andea is organizing it, and all the top things are just people with the same last name as Andea.
Yeah, I mean, it's his family because they have like 200 subs. So, like, fuck, don't waste this money, please. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
What's so funny though too is that if they end up with, say, yeah, they end up with $700 and they went back to Corey and they're like, we got $700. And he's like, well, you're in luck.
Yeah.
It, well, just so happens for the special Pride Month sale, $700 is my fee.
What day did you want to do it? I just so happened to be open that day. I'll do you a favor.
Courtney's licking her chops.
But yeah, make sure you get 500,000 subscribers.
I'm rooting
as well.
For him because
I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him, but I'm worried for them as well because I don't think they're gonna get what they think they're gonna get.
Exactly. Well, and also, I mean, Goonies Day is coming up soon.
Is Goonies Day like a day that's inside the movie, or is it just a day? The day it came out.
Yeah, the day it came out.
Okay.
But he's going to be at the Goonies house apparently. So, I mean, if people want to go and propose, I mean, it could be a perfect opportunity to go and propose in the name of Jim and them on June 7th Astoria?
But be careful, because he's proven that having a crowd of people in front of him will not stop him from being angry and yelling. So, yeah, don't feel like you have that protection.
And then, man, I'm so annoyed that everything got fucked up at the front of the show with the fucking dumbass dropping of the stream and everything. Yeah. Shout outs. Thank you guys for coming back. I know it's fucking annoying, but we were fucking singing and zanging. We had the mojo going.
Yeah.
There's a lot of zanging.
We're pretty much back.
We're getting back. I think we lost Shane Culkin in the mix, though.
Fuck.
Casualty of war,
God,
if you will.
He came back once, but he couldn't rally a third time.
He said, strike three, you are out.
Yeah.
I was swinging for the fences. What I should have been doing is bunting.
Yes, yeah, you should have sacrificed Bunt, Mike.
Yeah,
Benjamin Bunton. He started turning old.
Up at the bat. You're at home base, and as you run around, you get younger until you get back to home base, and you're like the 10-year-old. That's Benjamin Bunton. I just pitched it. There we go. It went from a joke to concept to treatment
on the page.
All right there.
But you know what I realize is like if you look at. If you look at our storied history with the Feld dog, Corey Feldman, there's a lot of things that we didn't necessarily miss, but we weren't really interested in like the like reality show appearances and stuff like that. We were always like checking in on, well, his music for sure.
Yes.
And him doing interviews or him on his social media.
Appearances and
like live streams.
That's
that he
what I missed. Dude, I was actually thinking about that. I know I joke a lot about how my Corey Feldman experience begins and starts at the beginning of the show and it ends at the end of the show. But I was thinking about him the other day and I was like, Man, I wish he did more live streams.
Yes.
Because for a minute he was doing live streams, and we had so much fun with those. And yes. It feels like he doesn't do them anymore.
Oh, Shane's back. All right.
Oh, thank God, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Whew. I was acting. I was playing it cool. I was fucking worried.
Shane, team's in.
but yeah, because we used to do a lot of the... Because if you look at other channels have covered a lot of the stuff that we kind of missed out on, but like they weren't covering the same stuff we were as far as his like live rants, his GoFundMe videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. People were telling us about the wife swap episode for like years, but like we were doing other stuff.
But because of that, I realized we never watched, and people were bringing this up, is his dancing on ice thing that he did in like 2012. It was like a British, I guess it's a British show.
Is it like Dancing with the Stars?
It's like Dancing with the Stars, but they're doing, figure skating, ice skating.
That sounds
whatever.
Awesome.
And what I tried to do.
You're just going
to
let me say that?
Yes.
You guys are just going to let me say it? All right,
yeah,
cool.
I'll let you say it.
Fantastic. I don't know how I got away with that.
What I tried to seek out the full episodes, because there are clips on YouTube, but this show is fucking lost media. No one gives a fuck about this show. Like, usually you can find... Because, 2012, 2013, it's a long time ago. But people are still regularly pirating and uploading shit to fucking torrents or news groups or anything like that.
TV Tome message boards.
Exactly. So you would think that you'd be able to find it. I could not find these episodes at all. It's probably for the best, because all that would have meant is I would have to watch... like four episodes and just trim out the parts, and probably the stuff that's on YouTube is the main shit anyways. But
And with Corey, you probably had to watch till the finale, right?
Is that slot in the middle of the pick?
Thank you, Chat Martin. So I did have to just go with what's on YouTube. So, I mean, people may have seen these before, but I honestly, what's good about this is I didn't even watch them. I was like, I just pulled them all to put them all together.
Classic saving for the show.
So we can, just save it for the show.
Oh, then you've already been practicing for what you'll be doing next week. A couple weeks from now.
He spent all his saving.
Where
the
show,
where
music
gets
released,
the
and then
music,
you just wait for the fucking show.
No, he grows weary. He's spent all his...
No, Jim's a patient man.
But this is Golden Front Rat Tail, Corey. Now, so 2012.
Ah, yes. Golden Front Rat Tail Gory.
So this is kind of around, I think, when that the Celebrity House Hunters aired.
He looks the same.
Yeah. Although, like, they really cake on the makeup. I don't know if that's, like, a requirement when you're ice skating or
what. They were
going
to send him out without makeup, and he's like, guys, please.
Guys, come on.
Don't you know that I'll be on camera?
It's essential to ice skating, to cake.
Mate, you want to come all the way
over? This is actually some of his like build up press to doing the show.
He'd be a normal looking person if he didn't have that rat tail.
Yeah, but he also looks caked up, and I don't mean like assed up.
I was about to say fucking Cardi B.
You don't mean assed up, big ass.
You ain't talking about Cardi B.
Yeah, I don't mean fucking elephant ass.
Elephant ass, that old saying.
He's a different type of caked up.
Or like bison ass. What would it be? What's the current?
I don't know either. But wagon.
No, you know how like
a gat.
There's like. Yeah, I get like people like fat asses now, but sometimes there's those absurd. It's like a bison ass. It doesn't look human at a certain point.
Oh yeah,
Okay,
I didn't know it was a bison ass.
He looks like the average ice dancer, I'd say.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He's caked up. You know,
he fits right in. Caked up, no bison ass, but he's caked up like an ice dancer.
He's an old timey caked up.
I mean, he looks even more so. We always goof about him looking like. Night of the Living Dummy or whatever, Slappy. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks more like Slappy.
He does look like Slappy.
To me.
He's got a genuine smile right there, though.
To the UK to face the ice.
Well, I heard it was really sunny here during the winter, so I wanted to live in a place that was
lush. Like
corpse
paint on him.
No, actually, I've always been a huge fan of England. Huge, huge, huge fan of England.
Big so fan.
It's always like, look at his rouge or whatever he's got going on. Like, it's like accenting
someone
his cheeks.
Someone did contouring on him.
Yes.
When people do contouring to make their face look a different shape, they did that to him.
And all I, whenever I think of that, though, that's why I call it, that's why I always just call it rouge instead of like contouring, because I think of The Simpsons it's like a flashback episode and Marge's mother's like helping her get ready for the prom or something. She's like, ladies pinch, yeah. Whores use rouge.
Yeah.
Been a dream of mine to live here. And the fact that now I actually was given the opportunity to do so is amazing. And then the second thing is, of course, I've done a lot in my life, in my short life. I've done a lot of things. I've done over 100 films. I've done
20 balloons of heroin.
Series. I've done music and tours all over the world. So I've kind of done a lot.
He has a lot of eye makeup on, actually. Now that I'm looking at it, I've even like if you look at his eyelashes, it's super clear he's got eye makeup on.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He's caked up.
He is caked up. He's looking like Pagliacci.
Ooh.
Times that I've done it, I was quite awful. As a matter of fact, I did a celebrity charity hockey game for MTV about 10 years ago. That was the first and one of the very few times I was on ice, and I was so bad. I kind of similarly replicated Frankenstein's monster walking on the ice. You know, that was basically my skill level.
I like that he referred to him as Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's getting real technical there. Yeah, he's showing his nerd cred.
Making
right?
sure that people knew. He didn't want a bunch of people going online afterwards and correcting him in the comments.
About possibly attempting a moonwalk on ice. Is this something you're trying?
I'm secretly working on it. I don't know if they're going to let me do it, and I think a lot of it comes down to
the rights and all that sort of stuff,
if they can get the rights to the music.
On the ice.
His sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want him to do the move.
Yeah, he said a lot of it depends on the rights to the music. It's like, we can't afford Beat It.
but the fact that I am friends with the Jackson family, I think helps out a little bit in that regard. But three of my goals overall for the show would be, number one, to do Billie Jean on the ice. I'd love to do that. The other thing is I really want to do a number to Pink Floyd because I think it's such beautiful music and I've always been a fan. And now I've become so friendly with many members of the band. And Storm Thurgeson, who's a dear friend, did the artwork for my last album. So I met with him last week in L.A. and I told him I was doing this. He goes, well, it'd be great if you could do Shine On. It's always been my favorite piece. And I said, well, if I do it, then you've got to come down and watch. And so he promised he would. And then the third thing is that I've been working on my new album.
Yeah, he really does look like a... Like when they Photoshop airbrush people's faces for like magazine covers.
Or dead people. Mm-hmm. Like when someone in a coffin.
Yeah, he's caked up like a dead man.
Secretly compose a piece of music. I've actually been working with Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
We've been co-writing and co-producing a song, which I'm going to submit to the choreographers and see if they'd be willing to have it. So
those are the people that take my notes. Anyway.
They all start laughing and they're like,
I just
wanted to talk about Twitter
for a second because I've never done it and I just started a few months ago.
Oh, shit.
During this show, people can vote for me by going and obviously doing the voting system, but also supporting me through Twitter at Corey_Feldman.
Is it just me or does he have like a sympathetic accent?
Well, it does seem. Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, they say, what, if you live there, you're there for a while, you start picking it up. Or similar, like, maybe if you're around, like if you're in the Northeast or something,
or, like
or wherever you might
or
be, you start picking up their accent.
He's kind of talking like this. Like, he's got a little bit, like, it's not an accent, but he's kind of giving it a little bit of this as he speaks. And it's like, it doesn't feel put on. It feels like it's almost like completely on accident.
No, he's, the back of his pants are wedged in that door. He's getting a wedgie. It's slowly pulling him up.
He's trying to play it off.
He's like, I'm actually stuck in this door.
Please help.
Hey, when in Rome.
He walks away. His ass rips off.
When in Rome.
Stop, okay. Next is a man whose hair has a mind of its own. We all know who we're talking about. It's Hollywood actor Corey Feldman.
Hey,
got him.
Phone lines. I got a call. Can't be completed. Error dialing in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I got to get my stupid team set up, so I'm trying to do that now.
I love that they
thank you, Jukane. Thank
said
you
that his
chat.
Hair has a mind of its own. And then they're like, we all know who we're talking about. Yeah. And he's just over there like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah, he always has a dumb fucking haircut. That's what they're saying.
Still.
Well, it's great for Corey, too, because he's like, I guess I'll wear something... slightly less flamboyant than I normally wear for this ice skating tournament. Guys want, I'll wear something this bland.
Yeah, he pulled up to the gay costumer and he's like, tone it down. Last gay. This is ice skating, damn it.
I want a bottle of fettuccine and 1981. The only thing we serve is tongue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
US-based Corey is first put through his paces by skating professional Matthew Gonzalez.
Stop on the blue line.
I'm not really worried about looking foolish because I do that every day.
Ah.
I don't really care what people think of me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have this weird piece of hair.
Oh, my God. Is he being humble?
No. What he's, Jim, you know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
He knows all the things that people make fun of him for. So he's like, shit, I'm on TV. I need to say them first.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
no one is more like terrified of criticism than him. But you know that he also is the first one to quickly throw some softballs out there real quick so that that no one else will, like people that are unfamiliar with him, won't have those softballs to hit.
Hanging from my face. However, I don't want to hurt myself.
There's me, and then there's the ice. And only one of us is going to be left standing. It's probably going to be the ice.
Come on, let's go. Wow. I'm Brooke Castile, and I'm a U.S. national pair champion. I'm a pretty tough partner, and I can whip anyone into shape.
But despite Brooke's best efforts, Corey's progress is slow.
I'm probably bringing nothing to the table other than charm.
He is coming across as more likable than usual in reality scenarios.
Yeah, I think it's because it really does come down to that he's not like young, but like he's still got his whole life ahead of him.
Look how he's dressed, Jim. I'm pretty sure he's 19.
Yeah.
And over in the UK, 4 weeks later...
You're just an accident waiting to happen, you are. What's in your pocket?
Oh, it's my checkbook.
Everyone starts to see the challenge.
He has a checkbook in his pocket.
He's very behind. I'm a little bit disappointed today in what I saw.
I'm so confused by this. I'm so confused, guys.
Basically, you can't do anything.
Ooh, you okay?
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to 10, my skating ability is 0.
And it's not until watching last week's live show that Corey realizes his lack of skating ability is no laughing matter.
God. Just knowing that everybody's
he starts yelling at her like he always yells at his guitar player.
It's too much pressure.
I think it kind of got into Corey's head a little bit, how far along everyone is.
Just nerves, anxiety, just so much.
From watching this weekend or just?
Just all of it. I mean, I was really impressed with how amazing everybody was.
This is the most vulnerable I have ever seen him be openly.
Eye-opening.
What's so great is because we always kind of have these takes, and I know we make the joke about that, like we're the fairest podcast. But have we just been beaten down so much, or we just have such fucking basement expectations that we're like, oh my God, he's like talking. Wow. He's humble. Like moving his tongue and making English noises. Yeah.
I feel like he never shows vulnerability like this.
Yeah, pulled up in the Triforce jeans, looking crazy.
That's absolutely true. Now, do you think, is it he's got youth on his side, or is it that... he's in a different country and it's more fish out of water type shit.
I think he has youth on his side, but I also think that this show has final edit and he maybe didn't know how much of this was going to get
like
shown.
Nowadays he'd be like, they Franken edited it. Or yes. What was it? I think he called it
Franken edit.
Yeah, when he was talking to Corgan, he's like, I said a thing and they dropped it in and made it sound like I was saying this.
He might even claim that about this, but he shouldn't because this is like, I like seeing him not like think he's the best. Or be okay with the idea that, like, I showed up to have fun, and then I was bad. Ha ha, like, I'm goofing around. But then he saw everybody else, and he's like, fuck, they're actually, like, really good. Maybe this is a lot. And then it's, like, him, like, kind of in the corner, like, stressed out, like, telling them, like, guys, like, shit, like, what am I going to do about this? Like, I don't know. I like seeing Corey act like a human being, I guess. Maybe that is basement-level expectations, but I like to see him act like a human being.
That's because we're all rooting for him. We're always rooting for him. That's why it's Fell Dog Summer.
It is Fell Dog Summer.
Yeah.
Relax. Breathe.
I want to work so hard. I want to work harder than we've ever worked for this.
Nice. Good.
Hopefully we're getting past it. Right.
I like that he has skate cut jeans.
I like his beanie hat. His beanie hat rules.
Yeah, he's got an air of Viva La Corey.
skating to summer.
And you know what I'm going to say too, right at the jump, before we see how he performs here, is again proving how fair we are. It's one thing to go on Dancing with the Stars and be bad or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's fucking super hard to fucking ice skate dance. Is this guy out of his fucking mind? And the why is he doing this?
The types of mistakes you can make while ice skating are entirely different than like a flubbed step or like being slightly off time, because you can just kind of jump back into it, right?
Yeah.
This is different. Like, you might just full on like fall down and then you're like, well, shit, where would we be? And then like it's just, it's a completely different thing. Yeah, you're right.
Of 69, please welcome on 69,
to the
ice, Corey Feldman and Brooke Castile.
You know what? I think he's going to do good.
I'm hyped.
He almost fell down when they stopped. I'm real nervous for him.
I think he's going to kill it,
dude. I'm super nervous.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Not a lot of skating. Yet.
Yeah.
Almost, that's smart though.
Almost
that is
none.
Smart though.
He's turning.
Like now, Corey would be like, "We can skate. Like, let's put more skating in there."
Why aren't you? Yeah. Why aren't we doing more sow cows, Brooke?
Well, and this is smart. They're literally doing like a pair of skating where she's holding him up.
Yeah. No. I mean, these are smart moves because. He obviously he's not going to go out there and start doing fucking triple axels or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's looking real stiff. He does look like Frankenstein's monster, actually, kind of. But hey, that was him going backwards.
What the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
What was that noise?
Who's on the line?
This is Zeke.
Zeke.
What's up, man?
Am I on the air? Or should I turn my TV on so I can hear my voice?
No, you're on the air. So you should...
Yeah.
Wait, that's backwards.
Just talk into the phone. I don't know what the question is.
What's up?
You guys wanted me to call in? You want to hear my voice? You want to hear my concerns, right?
Well, no, we didn't want you to call in. The chat wanted you to call in.
Oh, your commute. Well, what do you want to talk about?
No, what did you want to talk? This guy, he's followed us through two disconnects and keeps coming back. And he's like, these guys are scum. These guys are bullies. Like,
who, me? Said that?
That's what I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what I said. You guys
are
bullies.
So then why would you call and be like, what do you want to talk about, man? Here I am. It's Zeke, everybody.
I am here. Let's hear what you got to say, you cowboys.
You've already been hearing what we got to say. I don't know you.
Okay, here's you don't know me. Here's my question. You guys are on the internet saying you're going to collect money and give it to charity when you're clearly bullying a person who's hurt.
Yeah, that
mentally
rocks. You know, did you hear what you just said? Did you hear what you just said? What you just said rocks. Yeah. Sorry, I got to turn you down for a second. What you guys are on the internet bullying people, giving money to charity? Channel. That rules. All right, go ahead.
So you want to make fun of me? How old are you, sir? How old are you? Seriously?
How old are you, my good man?
I'm 54. I'm going to be 55. Ooh.
Shout out to 1971, my dude, or 1970?
He's OG. We're
so
on.
So you're born in 71.
Let me tell you,
you got the balls.
No, I'm not born in 71. I'm still
unk, dude. You got the balls to go on the internet and act like a fool and bully people because they haven't made a good movie. That's your deal?
Real quick, sir. How can I bully a Hollywood star, my man?
It's true.
Dude, that's what your whole show is about. Your whole community.
So how can I bully him?
People, it's so fucking wrong.
Do you know anything about a power structure, Zeke? Do you know about punching up?
Yeah, I ran a business. I ran a business.
We're
I
punching
made my
up,
first
my
million
dude.
In 1999. So let's keep talking.
And then, but you're calling me, my dude, so...
your show. Put me on.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk
You're
about?
You're on. What are you talking about? Wait, talking about you.
What is $1 million?
I'm out in my backyard.
Hell yeah. You smoking a square?
What's your educational status?
What does that have
to
do with it?
School?
I went to Harvard, graduated with a fucking valedictorian, class of 2005, my guy.
Your public intelligence level is so embarrassing. It's
What's the name of your business? Give me your LLC. What's your LLC of your business that you made $1 million in? Let's look up the fucking business. Well, let's look up your license,
I built transmissions for Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
For Rolls
What's your
Royce
LLC? How'd you file taxes, dude?
So what do you got?
You're asking about
you
education. Tell me your LLC, bro. Or did you run a C corp or an S corp? We want to fucking know, Zeke.
I don't need you guys stalking me. I don't need you guys stalking me.
Ah, yeah.
Zeke. You know what? Your little community is gonna turn on me. I could give a fuck. I had
turn on
attacks,
you. We've never been on your
so
side.
You know what?
We don't know who you are. No one to turn on.
You don't know me, but I know who you guys are, and you guys are weak.
Yeah,
I
mean, we are.
It is kind of sad.
You guys fucking attack people on the internet. It's so wrong.
You think you know us, but like your description of bullying. So in your opinion, is bullying just like not liking someone? That's being a bully, I guess. Are there things you don't like? Are you
a
bully?
You're turning so many people against this person, Corey Feldman. I got his movie. I seen the Goonies. I seen them other movies. Why don't you pick on
someone
else? Go
pick
on some gangsters in prison or something.
We're just making fun of someone. What's wrong with making fun of someone?
Do you want us to get,
why,
you want us
you
to make fun
of
MS-13? You want us to make fun of El Chapo?
That's crazy.
You want us to get our fucking heads cut off? Are you out of your mind, Zeke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am out of my mind.
You know what?
My
El Chapo can suck me.
Hey, listen, you guys took my call, so
I'm
you
just
guys
kidding.
You're going to let me talk or you guys want to talk? Three of you, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go pee.
So, you know what my psychiatrist told me? He goes, do you hear voices, Zeke? I go, sure I do. He goes, what do they say? They say, go to work, dude. Go to work. I don't sit on the fucking internet and bully fucking people and make fun of them because they're having a bad spell in their career, man. You guys are fucking...
Do you think
it's
a bad spell? Dude, bro, you're just ignorant, my man. I'm sorry. It sucks. I get it.
I'm ignorant?
Yeah, you don't understand.
I got four kids and I've been married for 31 years. I've done a
What's
lot
his
more
name?
Than you fucking clowns will ever do.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I'm just saying you're ignorant to Corey Feldman. I didn't ask
you
about your life story.
What's your husband's name?
Followers? Big fucking deal.
Exactly. Who cares?
Big
who cares?
Fucking deal.
Yeah, who cares? It doesn't matter.
You have a dog's name.
It does matter because this is not what the fucking world needs. This is not what America fucking needs. They need real men with integrity who can stand up for a guy who needs fucking help.
Whoa, so now you're transphobic? You say the world needs real men?
Oh,
are you
I'm not
really
transphobic.
Serious? Oh my
oh,
God,
so
Zeke.
Go
you are so That's problematic. Oh my fucking God. You're going to get us kicked off of YouTube with your transphobic bullshit, bro.
Yeah. No ranting,
oh,
please.
So,
save
so
that
now
for
it's me. Now it's me. You're trying to put this on me when
you're
you
on here talking about
this shit?
You're talking about marginalized groups like trans people saying the world needs real men. Are you serious?
Dude,
yeah. In 2025?
I'm a real man. I got balls. I'm allowed to
say
oh,
my
a real
God.
Man.
You are so problematic.
So
holy shit. Take
so
that shit back to the 70s, bro.
I'm a real man.
Keep your transphobia
what?
With your transmission. Oh, my God. He's a tranny man.
Yeah, you fix transmissions
I'm
and you're transphobic?
And
what is
I'm
wrong
a
with you?
I'm a tool and die maker.
How are you
I'm
transphobic when you made your buddy
four
on trans?
Fucking kids. Talk to me.
You're what? Saying, oh my God, talk now trans me. People can't have children.
Why did our Dude. Listeners want this guy to call in?
Dude, I don't care about trans people. That's none of my fucking business.
Holy
they
shit, now he doesn't even
want.
Care about them. Oh my God, I can't believe
I don't
it.
Care about
you
them.
Better keep your identity secret, dude. You're going
to
get canceled.
To do with me.
You're going to get so canceled.
They have nothing to do with me. Why should I fucking care about people who have nothing to do with me?
This guy's calling in to go on transphobic rants on our Corey Feldman show.
Yeah,
well, I like how he called into a show to tell us that we're bad for making fun of people. He's like, people should do whatever they want. Why would I care what other people are doing?
Yeah, trans people.
And then he starts going off about how the world needs more real men.
So your community said, oh, I'm a sucker because you guys are going to destroy me? Big fucking deal.
That's
no, we're not going to destroy
you. You're the only one saying that.
We're going to be friends with you.
You're the only one saying that.
Yeah.
We're going to be friends with
you,
Zeke.
You know what? I don't know why your fucking channel came up on my feed because, you know, here's what it is. Do you want to know what it is? You ready?
Not especially.
This better be a you heard it.
Do I have your attention?
I mean, okay. I'm on my phone.
All right.
So the algorithm, when I'm trying to do positive things in my life and my moves,
yeah,
the algorithm's going to send this bullshit, the KKK, the hate, the freaking Aryan Brotherhood, all this bullshit, and you guys are
algorithm.
Right in there.
Is that
you
your...
guys are looped
Hold
into
on.
That.
Hold on.
Wait, my algorithm
Zeke.
Has zero KKK.
Zeke, how many
what?
KKK white supremacist videos are you getting in your algorithm?
Enough to not like it.
I don't know,
Mexican.
Zeke.
Yeah, I'm at zero.
I don't
and
know,
I've been
Zeke.
Through some shit in
I
my
did
life.
Absolutely zero.
I don't know, Zeke. Mexicans are pimps too. Mexicans is pimps too, man.
Yeah,
go and brush your shoulders.
You guys can me all you want. You guys are the clowns. You guys are the fucking clowns.
Now you hate
we
clowns.
Are clowns. Yeah, we're performing. We're performing clowns, dude.
So if that's your purpose, so your purpose is to have a channel to abuse people who are down on their luck, like
how is that abuse?
Corey Feldman
how
or Andrew
that, how
Dice
is that
Clay?
Abuse?
I could give a
good evening,
seriously,
Howard.
That's your
Wait.
Purpose of your channel?
No, Zeke, I'm asking you, how is that abuse? What is abusive about making fun of someone?
You're hurting their momentum in life.
How?
How?
You're getting a posse against them.
No. We're not turning anyone. We're making fun of someone.
Dude,
we're not in
Corey
front of his
Feldman
house
clearly
with
wet.
A megaphone making
Corey
fun
Feldman
of him through his windows.
Clearly
we're
on
our
the
channel.
I asked you guys to leave him alone, and you guys fucking gang up on him. Fucking bullshit.
That's not what happened, Zeke.
Yeah,
Zeke,
you actually have no
yes,
clue what you're talking
what
about.
No, Zeke. He went on the internet and lied about us and essentially tried to get us canceled.
Yeah.
You should be canceled. You guys are fucking lame.
But you're fucking, you're transphobic.
Yeah. You should be canceled,
You know
Zeke.
What? Guess what? I got connections with Microsoft, and guess what? I can make a couple calls,
but
so don't
fuck
with
guys.
Me.
No, no, you know what? Actually, Zeke.
Don't fuck with me.
Zeke, I don't believe that you can do that. I don't believe you can do that. You know people that can write code?
I got people who can write code.
You guys want to bully me?
No.
You want to bully me? Is that what you're doing?
We're not worried about what some transphobic guy
All I'm saying is...
How do you think you're...
Oh, Zeke,
did
Zeke,
your stream
Zeke.
Go down tonight? How do you think that happened?
Yeah. That was Zeke. That was
Zeke.
Zeke
all I'm saying is I know that you know people that write code, and I'm terrified of you.
You don't think the maker in heaven did it? You don't think God in heaven
did
it?
Oh, here, this is a good angle.
You guys are spreading such bullshit.
Zeke's retarded.
No,
oh, you think God did it? Well, dude, you're trying to kill our stream right now.
He's actually doing a fantastic job.
Are you messing with our stream right now?
Oh, yeah.
He has friends. He can't do it. They're his friends.
When you pray for your family at night, why don't you ask Jesus if what you're doing in life is right?
Ugh. Now you're just boring.
Well, please
Zeke.
Don't
Before
pray.
You were stupid, but now you're just boring.
Please don't pray to have our stream taken down.
Well, you know what? People are watching you, and your kids are going to pay for your fucking sins. It's bullshit what you guys are doing.
Fuck.
Do you want your kids to get bullied because they're down on their luck sometimes?
Are
Seriously.
Are you putting a hex on my child?
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm not having kids.
Oh, now I'm threatening your child? I'm saying the world is fucking mean. I'm talking to people who are fucking mean right now.
Fuck. Oh, I'm Zeke. I say fuck.
You know what, dude? You can make fun of me all you fucking want.
Fuck!
You can say whatever you fucking want.
Fucking,
I could give a fuck.
Fucking,
I'm never going to watch your
fuck.
Show. I'm never going to subscribe. I'm never going to give you a dollar.
Okay.
Can you give me a dollar?
Yeah, we actually could use a dollar.
I know you could. What's the purpose of your channel? Explain it to me.
Why would we explain something to someone who just said that they don't care about us?
You know what?
Explain it. You want your platform. You want
you
your
want
voice
me to explain
to be heard. Explain it,
but not by you, not by someone
Hold
who
on.
Doesn't like us.
Do you want me to explain it for real? I'll explain it to you.
Which dude am I talking to? The tattoo dude, the dude who don't say nothing, or the dude on
oh,
top? Who am
man.
I talking to?
My name's Jim.
Hey, yeah, I guess I'm the tattoo dude.
My name's Jim.
I don't have tattoos.
Okay.
I don't write my emotions all over my skin.
Oh, got my
got
ass.
Your ass. Yeah.
Got my ass.
You know the purpose of this show is?
Yeah, what is it?
All out world destruction.
Oh shit. Chaos.
The end of all things.
Chaos.
The Alpha and the I am the Alpha and the Omega, Zeke.
So now I'm the sucker, huh? Because
no.
I got the answer that you wanted to give me.
I guess.
What is your end game?
What does that mean?
What is your end game, bro?
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
I know code. All right, no people that know
What kind
code.
Of cars you guys drive? What kind of cars you drive? Let me
I
know.
I drive
what
a Lamborghini
yeah,
Maybach.
Ferrari.
Oh, Lamborghini, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive, your husband's?
What else you guys drive? Let me hear. What else you drive?
It is I, the Alpha, and the Omega.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You guys wouldn't last. You guys wouldn't last in the blue-collar world for a freaking week.
See,
you guys are freaking lame.
Collar. I am from
I don't sit behind a fucking computer and bully people. I work on fucking metal. I'm a real fucking person. I got integrity.
I installed windows and doors for 15 years.
Oh, shit. You're talking to a framesman.
Why aren't you doing it now? Why aren't you doing it now?
Corey money too good.
I changed jobs.
Have
you ever changed jobs? Are you still doing the same job you started, the very, very first job?
It was because of Biden, Zeke.
Is it like a different job now?
I've always made steps to move forward. I've always made steps to move up in life, to better my family. And by stepping on people, you ain't going to get better in your family. You ain't going to make a mark in your community.
Zeke, I'll have you know I've stepped on many ahead. I've stepped many ahead to get my family to the front of the line, Zeke, and I'd do it again.
So you want your kids to be treated like how you treat people? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're doing?
Fair?
No, I want my children to rule the school. I want them to be the Johnny Lawrence in the story.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Did you watch The Karate Kid growing up,
Lawrence
Zeke?
Johnny Lawrence was a fucking asshole. Johnny Lawrence was
Johnny
an asshole.
Johnny Lawrence isn't an
you're
asshole. Johnny
mind.
Lawrence rules.
You're out of your mind. You know who was an asshole? You know who was an asshole, Zeke?
Who, me?
It was Sensei Kreese.
Me.
No, because you didn't watch The Karate Kid because there is no bad teacher, only bad student. So Sensei Kreese was the asshole.
I watched Rocky.
Rocky, that's too blue-collar for
too.
Me.
And Johnny Lawrence, big fucking deal. It's a cartoon. Yeah. He's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, Rocky. Yeah.
Huge.
This guy, Zeke's all
over.
You know,
he does love blue collar stuff.
You dare say that Ralph Macchio's weak?
Bruce Lee. You know what? We watch Bruce Lee. We play music, live music.
Bruce Lee
That's
was fake,
dude. I'm kind of pissed off that you guys are bullying a musician. What do you guys play? Let's hear it.
You know, I fucking play
what's
the skin
instrument?
Flute, my guy. Uh-oh.
All right, what's your instrument?
Is this his song?
Is there an answer that we could give that you won't just go, oh, what? So you do that?
I play the drums.
What's your instrument?
I play the drums.
Yeah, I play the drums and I play the bass guitar.
Just making fun of Corey.
What kind of drum set you got? What kind of drum set you got? What's your cymbals?
I got some Zildjians.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
You know
what
Animal from
the
Muppets? It's their Animal from the Muppets signature series.
I'm more of a bass guy than a drums guy, though.
What kind of bass you got?
I have a Jackson.
What's your rig? What's your setup?
I live in an apartment right now, so I don't
Never
really...
Just talking. That's
I don't have
talk.
An amp anymore.
Are you live in an apartment? You live in an apartment?
Uh-oh. Is that a problem?
Oh,
is that too blue-collar for you?
Yeah, I'm
you
sorry. Yeah, so should I live in a shed? Is that more blue-collar?
You should live in his
house.
I haven't
lived in
family.
An apartment since I was in my fucking 20s.
Yeah, I used to live in an apartment. Then my mom got a job, Mike.
Oh, shit.
You know what? My mom's from Mexico, and you know what?
Ew.
She's got more class than all three of you guys put fucking
wait,
together.
Is that a burn? Is it like, is she classless?
Yeah, my mom is from Mexico.
You know why?
Is she
because
classless?
We're fucking immigrants, and we have integrity.
Wait, are you implying that immigrants are worse?
For our souls.
He's implying that immigrants are worse than us, and so the fact that an immigrant's better is better.
Classic
that's awful.
Self-hating immigrants.
That's so intolerant.
You know
immigrants,
what? You guys can't fucking do one fucking thing I can do intelligent-wise. You guys can't fucking hold your weight and fucking matter.
Fucking fuck. Fuck.
All right,
funny me. You know what? I'm amused. I'm amused myself. I can't even believe you took my call.
Hey, sound it, man.
You're welcome.
Good, yeah, you rock, dude. We love
I'm
you,
the sucker. Ooh, everyone's going to turn on me and cancel me. Who gives a fuck?
Nah, the pendulum was swung. Oh, we were fighting against the woke agenda, just
like
you.
You know what, you guys? You know what?
What?
This shit's going to come back on you guys. You know what? Because you can't treat people like this
you
for your
what?
Whole fucking life. You can't, man.
It's going to come back on you, Zeke.
You're going to get humbled.
It's going to come back
what?
On you, Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke.
It already has. You know what?
You can't
when
triple stamp a double stamp.
Before you... Hey, let me talk. You want to hear some truth, my man? You want to hear some truth?
Shut up, Zeke. You
When the Grim Reaper comes knocking on your door and they say life flashes before your eyes, it really fucking
original.
Does.
This is so original.
You know what?
It really fucking
this is some
does.
Fucking original shit.
So you guys want to play games with your life? and your salvation, go ahead.
Shut the
go
fuck up, Zeke. Head.
Are you a Protestant?
You're
a Catholic?
So fucking stupid.
What
you're
type
so
of Christian?
Pathetic. You're such
Catholic.
A sad,
he's
pathetic loser.
No, I'm
calling
Catholic.
Into a show and saying how cool you are with your car, your ugly fucking face, your tiny little dick, your dumb fucking mom.
No, I love Catholics.
You're a saint of a mom.
I'm with Zeke.
You're a retarded, ugly saint of a fucking mom. You're pathetic. You're wasting your fucking time. Yeah, you are. You're fucking sad.
Time. You know
I feel
what?
Sorry
I'm
for
out,
you.
Man.
I see. I feel fucking sorry for you. You know what I wouldn't do? I would never waste my time
what?
Talking to a bunch of people that I had no respect for. I'd go and fucking do something. You're a fucking loser.
You know
who
what?
Thinks you can
I'm
call into some show
culture.
And go
I'm
like,
learning
duh,
about culture.
I'm going to say fuck
pop
a bunch
culture,
of times.
Bitch.
I'm going to find out what car they drive.
What?
You're fucking pathetic.
Pop culture, dude. You are
I'm
learning
pathetic?
About
pop
yeah, you're
culture.
Fucking pathetic.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you for taking the time to dig into your brain and find a word for me.
That's so clever. Dude, you're so fucking clever. I'm so happy. I'm so happy right now.
Which
so
guy
happy
am
that
I
we're
talking
wasting
to?
Our
the
fucking
tattoo
time.
Guy or the
yeah.
other guy?
Tattoo
Who
guy. What
do
you got to say about me, man? You going to fucking tear me down? You going to describe what you just saw? You going to break me down with the 20 minutes of our lives that you know about? Fucking tear me down. Make me feel bad, Zeke.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. You
then
make
why
other
are you on the fucking
cell
phone? Just hang up,
in.
You fucking loser. You have, what is your point? What is your end game?
My
you have
point
no
is,
fucking
is
end
what
game.
Is
no,
the
you're saying fucking like sad, pathetic platitudes. Why do you
hate?
Care? Why do you give a shit? Why do you give a shit
you
what we're
why?
Doing and who we are?
Because
you don't like us.
You don't need people like, guess what? You're fucking with the wrong guy. I'm going to make
oh,
a
oh, am I? Come get me, Zeke. Come fucking get me. Jim, hold. Be careful. Be careful. I'm fucking with the wrong guy, Jim. I better be fucking careful tonight. Oh, Zeke's going to come get me. Oh, Zeke's going to
come
fucking
get
me.
I'm not going
to
come get
Zeke's
going to
get some guy who can code to come
wrong.
And get me. Zeke, I don't give a shit
why,
what you
why,
think.
Why are you guys like this? Why are you spreading so much hate on the internet?
Yeah,
seriously,
you called
why?
Us and
no,
made fun. You made fun of me for being in an apartment,
yeah,
a stranger, and
love.
I'm the one that's spreading hate? You're a fucking loser, dude. You're so pathetic. You're
I'm
so
talking
sad.
To you. We're having
you're
a discussion
your,
like men.
We're not having a discussion
we're
like men.
We're discussing
you're a
stuff
moron
like, oh,
who called
offended?
Into a show that you didn't like, and you wanted to start an argument, and you fucking got it. Now you're pretending that's what you didn't want, which is the most
you're,
pathetic
you're
thing
offended.
Of all.
Welcome to America. You offended me.
Oh,
welcome
to America.
Fucking America.
Fuck off. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to keep cussing. I don't got anything else to say. Oh, I better pull it out of my brain. Can you talk for one fucking
like a
second?
Good song. That sounds like a pretty good song.
Pretty good song? That's what you're saying now? Jim, why are we even talking to this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
Sounds
hang
like
up on this
man.
Guy.
You're going to pull
there's
it
like
out of
no
your brain.
This is sad. I actually feel bad for this guy now.
Yeah, I think
do
might.
You really? You know what? I got a good life. I'm amusing myself.
Right,
I got
cool.
no one to argue with tonight.
All right, cool. Later, dude.
Man, Zeke, we really appreciate
yeah,
you calling.
Thanks
good
for the call, you
life,
fucking loser.
Good
peace
luck
out.
In your life, guys.
Eat shit, fucking you sack of shit, you
hold
loser.
On, hold on.
You ugly piece
let's
of shit.
Let's end it. Let's yeah. end
no,
it.
Hang up.
Hold
on.
Branch. No. Hold on. Let's
stand
end it.
Branch.
Let's end it on a positive note here.
Yeah.
Let's all. We'll say nice things about each other
yeah.
before we hang up.
What is
does
your
that,
favorite Corey song?
Does that make
Zeke?
Sense, Zeke? We can all just say one nice thing about
Vaya
each other.
Vaya con Dios. You know what that means? Vaya con Dios. It goes go with God.
You know I don't.
You guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Nope.
I do.
You don't believe in Jesus Christ?
I do.
I'm not
that's
stupid
that's
sack been, of shit like you, Zeke.
We've been trying to get Mike into Jesus Christ.
No, I'm a Catholic like you, Zeke.
Yeah, I'm Protestant, but me and Jim are united
so,
on trying
so
to get
when
Jim.
You, so when you go through life, you think what you're doing is right? To you're helping people?
I do.
Yeah, it's a mission from God.
Really? Really? I don't believe you.
Thanks for asking then.
I'm just saying you don't understand the Antichrist that is Corey.
Yeah. We're actually on the front lines.
I got three guys and none of you guys have said anything worth any value.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Three
well,
guys
well,
against
let's
me.
Let's just finish it up. We'll all just say something nice
what?
About each other.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want us to say? Well, what was your goal? If
you know what?
Let's say we've said nothing.
Maybe
sure,
should...
we've said nothing. What could we have said that would have been something? What could you have heard where you're like,
you
oh, wow,
what?
Never mind. They changed my mind. Oh, my God.
You know what
guys.
You guys could have said? Yeah, we are pretty hard on some people. We don't need to be this way in the world.
This guy's talking
we need
about
to make
hard
the world
guys,
a better place for our
yo.
Children and our families.
That's what you wanted to hear?
Huh?
You're
what?
Thinking about
see,
hard
no,
guys.
What a stupid thing to want to hear.
But that's why I'm trying to end it on a positive note, Zeke. I'm trying to go out positively, man. That's
yeah,
why we got to say
true.
Something nice about each other.
Yeah, what's your favorite right, Jim luck, and them fellas. Memory?
Good luck.
Eat shit.
Go
That's
with God.
Point.
Go with
suck
God,
a
Zeke.
Oh,
suck
God, Zeke. Eat shit's nice. Eat shit's nice.
No, he's an atheist. Not nice. Don't listen
I'm
to
not
Mike.
Saying nice stuff. Fuck you.
Go with
I'm
God.
Saying
Thank
nice
you.
Stuff.
I appreciate
Get fucked, loser.
You know what?
Zeke, go with God.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't appreciate huh? you. You
go with God. I'm with you. I'm saying nice things about
fucking
you, Zeke.
Pathetic.
I like
why don't you call me a spick? What else are you going to
no,
call
don't,
me?
Don't fall, walk into that trap, Mike.
I like how he's like, yeah.
What else are you going to call me? A tomato picker? What else are you going to do?
Yeah, why do you assume that?
I love that he's doing
why,
that.
Yeah, why are you the one saying all the racist shit, you fucking weirdo? Yeah.
You know why? Because I've been through life. I've been through life.
Okay.
And people like you don't make it fucking any easier.
Right. Zeke. I like the cut of your jib.
Whatever, dude.
I like the cut of your jib, Zeke.
Huh?
I like the cut of your jib.
I don't even know what that means.
You never heard that before? I'm just saying, man,
nope,
I like your swag,
nope.
bro. You're swagged out. You're swagged to a millie.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people who are unintelligent very much. You know what? I'll listen to you guys for a few minutes, but you know what? I got real friends I've had since the fucking 70s.
I know.
I played with professional musicians.
That's my favorite
you know
thing
what?
About you.
You guys couldn't fucking hold a candle to anyone with any
take.
Real fucking integrity.
The coldest fucking
I absolutely
take.
Agree with you, Zeke. I think you're 100% right. That's one thing that we always agreed on.
I'm the sucker now. We're
no.
all quiet, right?
No, I'm just I'm trying to end on something positive, Zeke.
I'm fucking bored.
I'm
you
trying to
what?
Get, let
go
you
ahead,
go with God.
Put me on your show, record it, make it go viral, get all your fucking pennies.
I mean, we're not
going to
do that. This wouldn't go.
Fuck.
This wouldn't go
yeah,
viral.
No one would listen to this.
Yeah, no one cares about
this. I don't
this.
Even want to listen to this.
Yeah,
why?
No
you
one...
know why? Because you guys got schooled. Because you guys are unintelligent fucking bullies.
I mean, if you think we got schooled, you're out of your mind. I'm just trying to be nice to you at the end here.
Your but, whole fucking chat room knows that you guys are fucking bullies. You guys got no followers. You guys got three dudes. You got 20,000 subscribers. Big fucking deal.
Dude, but you're obsessed with attention, Zeke. You want this attention so bad. That's the saddest thing. I was trying to say something nice about you, but like you're obsessed.
I get attention from my family.
You
I don't need it from
That's
you
why
guys.
You're on
you
your backyard talking to Jim
off.
And them, you idiot.
Yeah, get
you
off
don't
the
get
phone.
Attention from your family. You'd they hate your guts.
You'd hang up right now if anything you said had any validity.
They hate your guts, dude. No one wants to be around you.
You don't know me.
Okay, you know
you
us,
don't
though.
Know me.
You fucking got us all figured out.
You're on the internet spreading your bullshit.
Yeah, you know us, dude. You know me, dude. I get it.
It's right there in your description.
I know.
It's
yeah,
right
you
there
know.
In your freaking description.
I understand, dude. All you right. get me. You understand me. You see right through me. I get it.
All right.
Now,
thanks,
now
Zeke.
You're freaking trying to... Now you're...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, fuck that loser.
I mean, he's still on the line. I just muted him. Whatever.
It's the classic. It's the classic move of the guy who doesn't like what he's hearing. So he calls
I tried
in
to be...
and says the same shit. Dude, we've gotten this call... like 100 times saying the same thing
yes.
from the same guy in the exact same situation. And this guy thinks he's unique in any way.
I tried to be nice to him. And then he's like, I've got friends. Doth protest
it's
too just, much.
It's,
my
it's
man,
a waste
Zeke.
Of our time. It's a waste of his time.
Yeah.
It's a waste of everybody's time.
My family, he did the John Candy and fucking Plane, Trains and Automobiles thing. He's like, yeah, my wife likes me. Yeah.
You know, I can't believe
he, I like me.
I can't believe he pulled the what car you driving. The what car you driving move?
What instrument you play? What drugs you do? This transphobic fool.
Mm.
And now I don't know. Now he's hacking our stream again, though. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he
knows
guys at Microsoft, Jim. They can code.
Dude, I mean, maybe he really does because we didn't have an issue with the call at all. But we're having issues with the stream. So yeah. It shows that it's not like...
He was texting
his
friends.
It's not a thing with our internet. He's getting Bill Gates on the line. And Bill Gates is maybe he's got connects at Google. And they're fucking with our stream over here.
I've got friends at Microsoft. Yeah. That's such a funny thing.
I got friends at Microsoft.
Here's the thing. I don't even not believe that he has friends at Microsoft, but the idea that he thinks having friends at Microsoft
yeah,
means
that
something,
call as
that's
friend
the
at
funny
Microsoft
part.
Would be
yes.
very funny.
I bet he has 100 friends at Microsoft, but the very fact that he thinks having friends at Microsoft means what he's implying it means,
Obama.
That's the beautiful part.
Oh, was that a silent but deadly? What was that one?
I love it when a new character arrives.
Obama! Let me see, because we got a few here. I paused them for
oh, okay.
a second. So we got a few coming up.
Obama!
This is Zeke money.
Oh, geez, E-Rock, $50 with Zeke money.
Obama!
Whoa.
Vaya con Dios, Richard Cranium.
Oh, dickhead. I like that. Thank you, Eric Norm. Thank you, Patrick Carney. Thank you, E-Rock. Thank you, Schnapps. Thank you, Eric Norm, again. Thank you for the subscription, bro Hickey.
You know what I'm excited for this segment of the show to go viral.
Oh, man, it's going to go viral. We're going to start making pennies off of it.
I'm fucking so excited for this segment of the show to go viral.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know why we're getting dropped frames, though. That's what's really fucking annoying me. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to have it, like, if you're a member, I'm going to have it uploaded. I'll have to just upload the thing so you won't get the drops. My apologies. I don't know what's going on.
Is it skipping audio too or just video?
I think it's just dropping. Like the stream dropped again. I have to keep making it. So I don't know what the fuck. Like, again, I guess it's Zeke's friends at Microsoft or Zeke's friends at fucking Google.
Thanks, Zeke. Now I've got egg on my face. Obama. Yeah.
You got Zeke punching it tonight, lol.
Thank you, T.
I love, you know what I
he
love?
He just loves ice dance.
I love the internet tough guy that accuses everyone of being internet tough guys.
Yes,
that's my favorite old guy character. Because there's lots of different types of old guys, but one of the best old guys is the guy who's everything he hates, and so he tells people that they're that thing. When he's the most that thing.
But also this faux morality of like, bullies. I'm sticking up to the bullies.
Well, it's that weird backwards feeling of like, he knows us, but we couldn't possibly know him. He's figured it all out, but no one else knows anything.
Well, and even the whole, I made a million dollars.
If he says, fuck you, it's like, wow, that's profound. But if we say fuck you, it's like, oh, okay, all right.
Now we're saying fuck you.
I guess all of a sudden we're lowering ourselves. It's just that it's the thing where you try to get someone to talk until they say something that you can pounce on. And that's why he wanted to ask us questions. It's the only reason he wanted to ask us questions. One, he thought he could try and trap us into like being basement like dorks. Cause he's like that type of old. Cause like that type of old guy, they think the trap is like, oh, the mom's basement stereotype. So he thinks that by asking us what cars we drive and what instruments we play, you know, cool stuff, yeah. That when we...
I just suck at everything I do.
When we don't know what to say, he can go, ha, you don't even know what a fucking transmission is. Oh, what, you don't know what a guitar... Oh, you, a guitar's got six strings. You said it had five. Oh, you guys are dorks.
Or even just the, like... thank you, Joker, for handing out some gift memberships. I mean, I still can't get over the, like, my family likes me. It's like, do you understand how sad and, like, a lie that sounds? Yeah. That's why you're fucking dicking around. And the way he was talking about his algorithm, like, bro, you're telling on yourself.
Oh,
are you
yeah.
serious?
Dude, you know what I've never once gotten in any of my algorithms ever is a white supremacist or KKK video. And the idea that he says, I'm such a positive guy that my
YouTube's
algorithm,
trying to kill me.
My algorithm's full of hate.
Okay, hold on. Obama. Wait, no, did it break? George Kaptur? Zeke
didn't like gay people, but seems to have a connection to the KKK and God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a cold take. Like, I get that not everyone's gonna like us, but like I said, and I don't even mean this as a like I wish that Zeke knew that we could go back into the archives and find Zeke's call.
Yeah.
2 years ago and 5 years ago and 10 years ago. The exact same call.
I just suck at everything I do.
Saying the exact same thing in the exact same way. And it's just like, dude, it's so tired. Well, why would you waste your time with us if we're that like worthless to you?
I had him muted. He just hung up. I was going to go to him just to see. Cause he was basically just sitting there muted listening to us for the past 5 minutes. But he just hung up as I was about to go.
Because like it's like he wants me to convince him to like me, and it's like, Zeke, in the same way that you don't know anything about us, and so you don't like us, I know nothing about you, and there's nothing in the world that was going to make me want to be like, well, shit, Zeke doesn't like me. Well, I better convince Zeke to like me. Like, wait, Zeke, no, hold on, let me tell you all the reasons why you should like me. It's like, why? Also, I don't know why our listeners want that guy to call in.
No, people, I mean, I get it. People want, you want to hear drama. You want to hear like an argument like that's fun to listen to.
I am begging the audience to not ask people like that to call in.
I mean, but I can't blame them, though, because even just glancing over, he just kept talking shit. So if someone's talking shit in the chat the whole time, I get it. They're like, well, just call in then. Because he wouldn't leave. Like, he just kept... Like, again, our chat's dropping.
Can we not
so
just...
He's refreshing and going to our new, like, we're making new
stuff,
streams. It's
Hitler
not.
Stuff.
And he keeps Jim coming. Yes. That's what you meant when you said he's survived to
yes.
disconnects,
like,
right?
The thing is, we're dropping where the stream shuts off, and I have to basically make a new one.
You know what I think happened? He kept trying to click on one of his KKK videos, but the internet was all fucked up, so I kept leading him back to us.
Yeah.
And he's like, damn it, I want to watch my KKK video, but it keeps sending me to Jim and them.
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. I don't understand what the fuck is going on. But I mean, again, it very well could be Zeke. Maybe it's Zeke and his buddies.
I think it's Zeke and all his Microsoft coding buddies. Which, I love that he's like, you could never live in the blue collar world. I'm like, I did for 15 years. Well, why aren't you still there?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
You know who this voice is?
Endman?
You.
Is this Endman? Dude, Endman? Okay, yeah. Endman, it's me, Mike. I've never been so happy to hear from you right now, Endman.
Endman, did you hear that we had a hater attacking us?
Yep.
What, did you send him?
Endman, I'm sorry for my language, by the way. If I knew you were listening, I never would have talked like that, Endman. I respect you too much.
Wait. The stream was lacking anyway.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Endman.
Was that your friend, Zicky Dice? Was that Zicky Dice?
No.
Oh, all right. I just want to make sure, because you're friends with Zicky Dice, right?
It wasn't Zeke. Of course I am.
All right. Well, what's going on, Endman? What do you call? What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that don't let Zeke in, because he might bully you guys.
Ah.
So that was the shape. He finally came for you fellas.
Endman, you're right.
Endman, you're right. He's a bully, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, we let the wrong one in.
Yeah. That's fine. We'll
Endman,
in.
Are you on lean?
And still have a good day, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Endman. We appreciate it.
We love
it.
When you call in, Endman. Thank you so much, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's on fentanyl.
Friend of the show, Endman Swimmer.
Friend of the show, Endman. Endman bringing us back up. Thank
you know what
you,
Endman
dude.
Can't do? He can't put that cup down.
Yeah.
He wants to, but he can't.
House, thank you so much for the super chat, dude. Zeke was the shape. He finally came for you, fellas. I wonder. It could be. Maybe it was the shape. Although someone was saying that when we got a donation from the shape, it might have actually been the shape.
Yeah.
During the streamathon.
But then again, it could have just, I mean, can't. Anyone just say what their name is, like that it pops up on? Can it?
It was like
anything?
A username, though.
Oh,
I think
so
Bubbles
they...
like did look into it. Oh. So I mean, I guess there's suspicions that maybe it was the shape.
I mean, the shape doesn't feel we talk about the friendship arc a lot. I don't think he seems immune to the friendship arc. He seems like someone that could, like, if he decided to stick around and listen to a couple things, realize like, maybe I jumped into the fray a little too soon.
Oh, and thank you, Sanford, for the super chat. Zeke the plumber coming at you. I mean, yeah, what did he fix Mercedes? He did transmissions for Mercedes.
He's just a God-fearing blue-collar man who figured us out and wanted to expose us and then did expose us. And now we're ruined. We're ruined forever.
I mean, the thing is, you got to go with those sometimes, though. You just have to.
I hate them.
But, I mean, you were getting into it. You were getting fired up.
Because that's fucking annoying. I want to do the show. I don't want to listen to some jackass waste our fucking time and waste our listeners' time.
True.
It's a giant waste of everyone's time. And so I it's fucking annoying. And so if it's not going to go away, I might as well yell at him.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just fun, though. Sometimes you got to get Zeke on the phone. You got to let him talk. You got to let him say his piece. It's a free country.
There's nothing.
It's what America's all about. It's a melting
blue-collar
pot.
Blue-collar guys like him.
Blue-collar guys, immigrants, we get the job done. Hamilton, baby, let's go. I like how he tried to like force us to be racist.
He tried
to
trick me into being racist. Like that's such a weak. Oh, what are you gonna call me next? What are you gonna call me next? Something, a bunch of racist terms.
Yeah, no, I love Zeke.
I don't know.
Even though he's super transphobic, I still am a big fan.
Even though he's a self-hating racist. who watches so many KKK videos that his algorithm is completely destroyed.
Let me see. Are we still...
If anything, I'm happy that the algorithm still serves him up wholesome stuff like us when he's consumed so many KKK videos. You'd think that that there'd be no way to find something like us.
Yeah, I just don't think you can bully Corey Feldman. I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that's a thing that can happen. Hold on. I'm just seeing if this shit's even working or what's going on here.
Might just have to do it for the... Do it for the real ones.
Do it for the cause.
Everybody's a podcast listener.
Well, I mean, I guess we should take a quick break anyways just to...
cool off.
To cool off. We need to... cooler heads for to
Well, I need to go take a look at myself, you
know? The Reals eat tip $10. Hello, guys. This is the real Zeke. I called suited and boofed my nuts on the phone. I apologize, and you were right.
Oh, man. The real Zeke. Thank you so much for apologizing, man. Yeah.
Apology accepted.
Now that I know that you were zooted and you boofed your nards, now I understand what you meant when you called in.
Yeah. I need to take a long look at myself and really think about who I am, and I couldn't have done that without you, the real Zeke.
But... I do want to pick up. I do want to watch this.
Yes.
No, we didn't
ice skating.
Get to see him move.
But so we're gonna go back. I know. It's usually a part one thing, but we're gonna have to go back to Corey for part two. I just need to kind of take a quick break so I can have a spot to break from part one to part two. So it's gonna be quick. Let me see. Actually, yeah, we got another song from Foulist. The defenders of the shrine. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Shrine, the king of sour grapes, staunch dreams of sleeping on Jake's couch and sharing it with Shake. They all love Corey and his ways. They worship Lo Serville, jealous of Jim, Mike, and Jeff. Wherever shows a thrill, staunch and Jake march arm in arm. They have to hold the line. They're watching Corey arm in arm. On the shelf.
That's why we propose, you stupid motherfucker. Jim and them, Wolf Pack, Filth Pigs. Let's go. First off, love you, bro. Squash this beef, it's lame. Yeah, we talk shit, but in the end, we playing. You claim she was your angel, but you lost your wife. It's the Jim and them, boys, we Wolf Pack for life. Just get us in a church and we'll say I do. It's you plus us three, let's become 2-2. Can even bring Zen because, of course, kids too. No need to ask because you know we'll stand by you. Drop a pin, dude, just tell us where at. It's my dream, my wish, we'll never take it back. Leave your love left, yeah, you know it's never that. Make us queens to the king of comeback. You're a Juliet, we're three times Romeo. May saying pause, Cam screaming, ayo. Call the internet police, Jim and them dropped a video. Kill you with kindness, true death by stereo. Corey Feldman, you know he's the one. Jim and them, we straight cocoa buns. You striked us, but you punks didn't finish. Now you about to eat the ass of a menace. Feldman, I wife him up. Corey, I don't know about this, will they, won't they with us? I don't even know why I'm on the track. I'ma let E-Rock ride on your bitch ass.
Yo, Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that, I know that. They are the most talented, they show that, they show that. You ain't wiping Adrian, she's a hoe rat, a hoe rat. Proposing at the con, you said go back, go back. I got my throwback Jim and them t-shirt on. You know the gray one with Eric Clapton. Another banger out the booth that I've rapped on. And Jim right beside me with his fitted cap on. Heather Don May is a motherfucking hoe. Jake Perry on his knees, sucking Feldman so slow. And Adrian's a spooky bitch. We got our arms wide open, man, consider a switch.
Corey Feldman, you know he's the one. Jim and them, we straight cocoa buns. You striked us, but you punks didn't finish. Now you about to eat the ass of a menace. Feldman, I wife him up.
Corey, it's just destiny at this point. We're on a collision course. Jim and them, Corey Feldman. It's written in the stars. Don't fight your fate. Just marry us. We'll walk down that aisle. Be beautiful. Four men all marrying each other. No one can touch us. We'll live a beautiful life in Hollywood. We'll make sweet love with each other.
Jim and them are nothing.
Let's just squash it, man. Come on. At least be friends with us. We're friends with your friends. What do you say? Check here for yes. Don't even think about checking no. Because if you do, you're fucking dead.